morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not. He's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. It's a little better. Hi, how are you? It's Tuesday. It's 5:45. My name's John. How are you? This is the Morning Sickness. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Toledo. It's perfect outside. Go stand in it. It is an amazing time to be in this city. Sun's coming up early. Sunsets or sunrise always like 4:30 now. It's like just creeping up. Stunning. Paradise, I tell you. We live there. It is unbelievable. I'm going to start off today something very strange. Two very, very strange things. First and foremost, and Brady, I'm sure you probably have. I should have brought this up yesterday. I meant to and I forgot. I've never seen, Brady has, but I bet Brett hasn't. Never seen ducks make love before.
Yeah, I'm not.
Have you not?
No.
I was at Granada Park over the weekend walking bus around the water. And
tis the season.
Yeah, and they're getting it on. And I looked over and I'm like, that poor duck is like struggling to live and the other duck's pulling it out by its head. It's in its mouth and it's pulling it out and they're going. And then it was just this slow kind of weird drowning. Like the other one just kept pushing its head underwater. They weren't really moving a lot and then picking its head up with its beak, giving it a second and then slamming its head down. Not like violent. The water was barely moving. And I watched this. I videotaped some of it. It is the weirdest, like, sadistic porn I've ever watched in my life. You know, if you just put your hand over a woman's mouth and she can't breathe, and then you let her have a little air, and then you put it back over. And it was just this,
seems a little aggressive.
It was, but it wasn't. It was almost sort of like, it was like victim. It was horrifying, but it was also like kind of a, like, I felt like I should call Dateline NBC and have it, like, put a stop to it. It kept choking her out. And then letting her live, and then she'd put her head up. And I don't know how long they can be underwater, but the girl duck didn't seem to, like, be comfortable with the time she was spending. And biting her head, like, biting her in the head, and then, come on, bitch. Like, you could almost hear him saying, get into it, push back. Like, she was just there. And I filmed it, and I'm like, either they're doing it, or he's killing her. Like, I didn't know if ducks murdered each other, but it wasn't. I felt like I was a witness to a horrible event. Then the dude gets off, runs off, swims away, goes up the side of the water. The girl's, like, messed up. And another duck comes up and just starts crushing her again. Like, she's there. She's not even, like, still, she's still dizzy from the last one. Another duck comes and grabs her by the head. And, I mean, shakes it and puts it under the water. I'm like, what is happening? This is tragic. Kids shouldn't see this. So I'm walking around the lake and there's like kids and families. I'm within 5 feet of duck rape. And like people throwing bread in. I think the girl duck wanted some bread. She ain't getting bread until and I don't want to be racist, but it was a white duck girl and a black duck guy. And I'm like, I don't want to call that in, but I'm not going to say that was
a fat ass.
Yeah, yeah. She must have been thick. She was like, she needs counseling. I've never seen that before. I was uncomfortable, not because of the sex part. It was, and also a little bit jealous that, you know, you have that kind of control, that you're allowed to do that in the world of ducks. No Me Too movement, nothing like that. I mean, she just had to take it. Dunking her. Can you imagine? We've all done it in the pool and stuff, just pushing her head underwater. How much trouble you'd be in if you did that once or twice? even if you put a pillow over her face. Why'd you do that? I'm like, just shut up. Just take it. You can take it. You're good at it. Just shut up. I don't want you to breathe for a little bit. It was unreal.
The female octopus
is
a little different. She basically stores the seed of multiple.
Yeah.
Gets it on with a couple of them. And then if she meets another one, feels them out, reaches out the tentacle.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this guy's got the stronger batch.
Yeah.
Unloads the other two.
Yeah.
Storage packets, puts
but is
the
it
new one
through
in.
Rape? Like, or is it a beautiful thing? Because I've seen, like, animals in the wild, and it's pretty, you know, utilitarian.
Well,
this was a thought-out process of one animal raping another. Like, he had moved. Like, it wasn't, you know, when dogs do it, it's just this, like, oh, my God, it's happening kind of thing. This duck was slow. He was, I mean, there should have been, like, a Bruno Mars song in the back. He was slow. He's getting, and then he just started to, like, hurt her. He was in, it was a little bit 50 Shades of Ducks. It was weird. Now, I want to go back. Now, the strange part is I want to go back and see if I can see some more of that. Like, if that was that normal? Is that a normal thing ducks do?
Yeah.
Like, the harming of each other? It is?
Yeah, that's the way they get it on.
They are
Lions
sure
are pretty aggressive, too.
Well, this wasn't aggressive. This was just really weird.
Well, as far as biting the neck and...
Yeah, but, I mean, picking her up by a little hair and putting her head back in the water. I know I'm turning a lot of people on right now. I know you're rolling over and trying to put a pillow over your wife's face for a little bit, see how long she can stay under. And that's kind of what it felt like. How long can this bitch go before she fights back? And she didn't. And then another duck got right on top of her afterwards. And I'm like, we should put a stop. Like, there should be no children allowed at Granada Park from, like, end of April through June. I think that's this shouldn't be seen by anyone. And the black duck that did the terrible damage, in my opinion, left the water and walked away like nothing happened. And I'm like, that was horrible. I wanted to stop. Like, there's nothing you can do. Kids.
Can't stop love.
It isn't love, Brett. This is what I'm afraid of. People like you will think this is beautiful. It was horrifying.
That is duck.
Little Bruno playing in the background.
It was kind of a little bit of that. What am I seeing here? No noise. Nobody screamed. It's like he's like, nobody can hear your cries, bitch duck. And there was help. Every time I think she was about to scream, he put her head underwater. I'm helpless. I've been thinking about this since Saturday.
50 Shades.
This bitch duck's got me paying a rent. Watch this, man. I'm going to go shove my stuff up in that bitch over there. Look at that fat white ass. Shake them tail feathers, bitch. Here comes trouble. He went over there and just handled it. This guy says he witnessed the Nathan Sutherland of ducks. It was.
He's not wrong.
I felt so bad for the girl. And I'm like, what kind of creator makes this the way ducks procreate?
Well, and yeah, I'm not sure if it is an all... breeds, whether it's, you know, mallards.
I don't know.
Wood ducks.
Why would it vary that some ducks are a little rapier than others?
Most of the black ducks.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to make it about races. They're coots?
Yeah. What?
That's true. Don't say it. Okay. I don't know that. But I know that the black duck was, you know, it's my first exposure to it. I wanted to colonize. I wanted to go in there and just round up all the white ducks and make sure that they were safe. This guy was bad. Never seen that before. It's the strangest thing ever. I stood there for... No, it wasn't that.
Okay, that's
like
cute. There's a bunch of those.
Black, like, he had some white on him, but not much. That video. It was just so strange. I can't play it because I kept cussing. Watch it. Smashing her head underwater, real slow. They're swimming, like she's trying to swim away and she can't.
Damn, Nathan.
Yeah, you see what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
It's not comfortable, is it?
That's a coot in the water.
No, that's not it. You're very excited about what you think you saw. Look at this. She's just mashing her head under the water, just giving her the goods.
That's a mallard.
I don't care what kind. Yeah. You're the strangest Jack Hanna of all time. Look at what you're actually. Oh yeah, that's a mallard. That's Brady. There's a rape involved here.
Yeah, I know. I can't see the.
You wouldn't witness a rape at Granada Park between people and go, oh, there's an Indian and a. No, who cares? I'm all about the life itself. But man, oh man, it was weird. It was and I kind of wanted to wander over there and just kind of kick that duck afterwards. I'm like, how do you do that? But I don't know if that's a normal thing in their world. He was just King Duck. But yeah, it was.
And the English celebrate that breed. They call it the Drake.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's celebrating anything. I don't know what that is. All I know is what I saw was duck rape, and it's been stuck on it for a while. But yeah, Bruno was in the background of them. God damn. This party's gotten weird. No cameras. And he would have looked at me and said, no cameras, bitch. Turn that off.
A Diddy party.
Yeah, it was like a Diddy party. It was a Duck Diddy party. Anyway, thought I'd share that. And if you're in the area with lakes and ducks and stuff, throw it out there. You know, take a look around because evidently this is a thing. They were the only two ducks in two lakes. Granada Park has two lakes. The only two ducks that I saw doing that in the middle of the day. Horrible. Horrible. You never see that on like a nature channel. And the giant angry black duck walked up to the fat-assed white duck and gave her what she was good for. Then he rapped a song and he left. It was strange. Yeah.
I'm going to go play some basketball, bitch. You walk that off.
And he passed her off. Didn't even mind it.
Lay them eggs.
Didn't even mind it. He threw Iggy Azalea duck right back in the water, and another duck came over and just went at it with her. Loaded her up. If you've got kids, and they don't need to see that. I don't think they'd know. And if a kid saw that, they would think that one duck was killing another duck. The drowning part was very disturbing. Again, I watch a lot of Dateline NBC. There are several times when, you know, a guy's trying to drown his wife and then changes his mind like three or four times. That, and somehow or another, coroners and stuff can investigate and find out, yeah, he let her out of the water every once in a while. I was like, clearly trying. And then he changed his mind. One dude revived his wife twice and then put her back in. Like, it's just, yeah, anyway. The nature. Nature is not that good looking. Nature is fairly horrifying. Now, I wasn't aroused. Someone just asked me. No, I was not aroused. Yeah, they said, now there's a Liam Neeson duck out there looking for that black bastard.
That's right. I have to go out there and find that black duck that did that to my sister. Black bastard duck.
It was weird. So I just wanted to start today by getting that off my chest because it was very strange.
Was it with Brady immediately focusing in on the animals when there's a rape going on?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez, well, that's the thing. He doesn't want to, you know, he's
from Mike.
Rose-colored glasses. He's like,
good chance it's not rape because most of the time they're married. They're so
Brady still can rape your wife. I hate to break it to you. I don't know what biblical time you're living in, but there's still, I go, if you tried to put your wife's head underwater,
it's all right. We're legal. She likes it, yeah. Bro.
That's what this duck was saying. Hey, bitch is mine. I can do whatever I want with it, man. Read the Bible.
Ducks read the Bible?
It was weird. So.
Apparently, ducks are the rapist animals of the animal kingdom.
Is that
you can
right?
Look it up. I don't know. That's what this guy said, Travis.
They're the rapiest animal of the animal kingdom.
That's what he's saying.
No kidding. Well, I witnessed
I don't know
it.
If I want to Google that. Are ducks rapey? All right, the hell with it. I'll do it.
Get that in.
I've looked up
it's
worse.
It's the work computer. I would love you to have an HR meeting. Brent, why are, first off, the word rape in your search is not good, but why do ducks have to do with it? We think you may have misspelled a word. No, I meant to write it. But yeah, it was so strange. It says, I looked it up, John. Apparently, it is a very natural thing ducks do, drowning each other. So ducks are evil when they get it on. It looks like rape every time. They also have a piece that looks like a corkscrew. I know that's true. I've heard that. And I heard it's like huge. It's like it's a big hanger. Well, we've joked about that before. But, yeah, I'm getting a lot of emails saying that. It says, I own a 5-acre ranch in Mesa, and I've seen every animal that you can think of. You have no idea the number of rapes I witness on a daily basis, but ducks by far are the most ruthless. I've seen them leave those ladies battered and bloody to take some getting used to, but that's why they call it wildlife. No, it isn't. That's not why they call it wildlife. It's wildlife. Rape happens. Goats and turkeys are pretty ruthless as well. All right. Ducks are rapey, huh? Says, rather than engaging in a colloquial kiss. Is that what that says? Colloquial? Ducks seize upon females in what biologists call forced copulation. Rape! But by any other name, it counts as sexual assault. So I did witness a sexual assault.
You did see okay. Rape.
I'm not crazy. Oh, thank God. They rape each other. Well,
and you might see like the drowning possibility is the other one they said is a spadefoot toad. Often drowns its
mate. I wouldn't even know what that is. If I saw a toad drowning another toad, I'd walk right by. This was, like, people go and feed these things. Like, there's a big group of people that wander around Granada Park's lakes and marvel at the ducks. Little do they know They're feeding these little rapists. We're encouraging their behavior. And they run up to families. Well, we don't know. Give me some food, bitch. I'm starving. I got some raping to do.
Don't need to ask twice.
You don't want to see the business end of my ass. Anyway, thank you, child, for this bread. It has given me just enough energy to go rape again. It was horrifying, but also
evidently
you ready for this?
The way it works.
And you saw a relatively common number, but they said the males outnumber the female in the in the mallard population. And during mating season, you might see a pile of 10 males on top of one female.
Well, I saw the other one waiting his turn. It was a gangbang.
Females are pushed underwater and drowned sometimes.
Like, slowly. That's what Andrea just said. They gangbang female ducks sometimes to death. What's the point of that? That's not to make more ducks, which is, I thought, what the wild was about. It was all procreation. If you bang her to death, she can't make a new one, which is kind of what, I guess it's a Toledo dad duck. That one just gets rid of the mom. And he pulled a full Toledo dad duck, too. Once he was done, he left. Anyway, I didn't know that about ducks, and I'm a changed man because of it.
Went out for smokes.
All right. Corbin, you know too much. I got an email from a guy named Corbin. Says, ducks rape so much that female ducks have two vaginal openings so they can choose which one the duck wiener goes in. The false opening gets rape wiener.
I've never heard of rape wiener, but yeah, I guess it's
possible. It's a right full-on gangbang Brady's got photos of. The consensual... Jesus. Dong goes into the real opening for baby making reasons. So she decides if it's rape or not, and she has, through evolution, grown a rape hole. This is the beauty of nature. Stop feeding these things. Stop it. How important are ducks? They can't be that important. We don't need this on our planet. You thought the Gilbert Goons was bad. People don't need to see this, especially me. I'm fragile. Yeah, I had no idea. So, John, has your infamous core duck become the whore duck? Very true. Well, evidently, God gave him a rape hole. I want to say rape hole's not a bad band name, but I think it's more like the C-word spit band. That it's one of those specialty items that they don't want to make it. So, do you think ducks are bad? Watch a dolphin gang rape. No! Why do we think nature is gorgeous? All they do is eat each other and rape each other. Good Lord. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I thought I'd share what I witnessed. I thought it was like, evidently it's just, and that, like, you know, that's just nature. That's why they call it wildlife. They do not call it that. Need a little duck prison.
Maybe that duck was auditioning for Blacked.com. Blacked.com.
Quacked.com. You've been black quacked. You want to get black quacked, bitch? Keep your mouth shut. You guys should have seen me out there. You seen that fat white ass over there? Yeah, I had that. I dropped. They're all Charlie Murphy. I had that, man. I took it. She started screaming, and I put a head under the water. It was awesome. And then the best part was I was all finished, and I think I was in the rape hole, so I ain't no worry about no kids. My buddy Lamont comes by right after. I'm like, you done? I said, yeah, I'm done. I'm walking away. You see me walking away? I ain't sticking around. We got to pay for this. And he got on, and she just was done. Like, I mean, he raped her. Ducks slapping high fives with their big old hands. That poor lady. And nobody came to her rescue. Like, no other girl ducks. There's no Alyssa Milano of the duck community that runs over to help. They just deal with it. They need an activist. They need a Gloria Allred in the duck world. I think this has gotten out of hand. If I've seen it, it's too much. Keep it private at least. Jesus, it's out in the wide open. It's gross.
The worst is the cobras. Not like you're going to stick around and watch that. The male cobra.
Where do you think I'm going to see what you're bringing up?
It's so aggressive.
How aggressive is he?
Thank you, Gene Rayburn.
If the female turns him down, he'll turn around and bite her.
Yeah.
She is basically can't take the poison of the
right.
same kind, and then he eats her.
Did you just now read this?
Yeah.
You're just searching out animal rape?
You say no.
All right. Well, if I happen to see two cobras having sex, I'll know. A, how did I get here? Why am I in India? B, run, John. You're in a cobra-infested room, and they're making more in front of you.
Toledo might have a shot of it. Thailand.
Oh, yeah. The cobras actually, like, is that how they make, they each have sex?
Yeah.
They just kind of laid eggs and stuff, and then.
Gotta fertilize.
I don't know how that works. I don't know. Where's his dick while he's slithering around?
Underneath the belly, there's a little.
Ugh.
Slit.
Anyway, all right. Stick to the topic, Brady. I don't want to know about cobras. I assumed cobras were fairly violent. They got teeth and all that, but they only do one thing. Cobras do one thing. I didn't even know they had sex. I knew ducks did, but I thought they were classier than that. It was ugly. It was ugly. Brian, stop it. There's a bunch of people emailing their pictures now of the ducks they've seen. And we all, I mean, it's something you would photograph or videotape. I did. I certainly did. It's just strange. And then I got to save this one. This is a weird thing that came my way, and I have a dilemma coming my direction. It was weird. Anyway, I'm a little thrown off because I thought about the ducks again in my drive-in this morning when I saw some birds, not ducks, but birds in my front. It was irrigation. There's birds flopping around in my front yard, and I'm like, God, are they all just horrific rapists? Is it the bird kingdom?
It is amazing because you always see them, like, most of the time paired off. Every once in a while, there's two. Like, there was a pair that flew into our pool 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, this
You think nice. It's, you think it's, like, sweet.
Just wait.
Well, that's, like, I've always been told that, you know, dove, they'll sit on the fence, and you'll see them together, and then a year or two later, there's only one, and they mate for life, and they find love. And I think we all try to, like, plaster our human emotion hallmark moments onto animals. I don't know, doves. I've never seen doves doing it. They might do it just as, like, push her head into the dirt. She's got no hands. She can't fight back. No, wings aren't doing a thing. I watch pigeons do it. Did someone just make this?
Yeah, Batman just
sounded over. Fantastic work. Four black ducks on a couch and a white duck in the middle. It is the picture of blacks.com only with ducks. And that is funny. I feel really weird about it. Anyway, and you know what? You know why? It's because of cartoons when I was a kid. I didn't want to ever see what I saw. The ducks shouldn't be doing this. And then, you know, I've always looked at them and had like a strange kind of affinity towards Daffy and Donald. And we've made them kind of, we've given them human characteristics. So you're joking around thinking that they're, and It's, and then blacked.com, which sometimes does get a little bit like, I watched one where a guy put his finger. This was a few years ago, and I just stopped looking at this page. He put his finger like a hook in a girl's mouth. I caught me a fish. That's what he kept saying. And he was just going. There's three other dudes standing there waiting. That's the weird thing about gangbang porn, is the dudes standing there waiting. And they're just kind of slowly making sure they're ready. They're just like swinging a bat in an on-deck circle. They're just kind of, they got a donut on it, just working it kind of side to side. All right, man, I'm tired. You're up.
Pine tar ready to go.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Now batting.
I'm not sure how aggressive they are, but the oldest wild bird has been documented just the other week. 72-year-old albatross.
Okay.
They saw him. They thought he was dead a while ago, but he came back to the islands. And they say they pair off as one, but
I think we do that.
Probably aggressive.
I think we say that to kind of make what they actually do to each other palatable. We say that that's normal. I don't think that's normal. Again, putting that hook in that girl's mouth, going, got me a fish. That ain't normal. And I knew that immediately. If we spoke duck, more than just kept trying to put our human emotions onto other animals. Oh, they're in love. No way. You don't dunk someone's head underwater, no matter how much you love them. I got to hand it to the ducks, though. They're scared to death. She did not fight back.
Wonder if the quail are that aggressive.
I got an email from a... He's a professional. This man should not be emailing this. I'm not going to say who it is, but, I mean, he's a professional. And he goes, look, ducks have two holes. Women have two holes. Anal is called the false hole, too.
Oh,
that is true with me. The strong point that women and ducks have a lot in common, that they both have that, you know, the procreation hole and the false hole they've been given. I said, John, are you admitting to having cucked ducks? Yeah, I Toledo'd some ducks on the weekend. Yep, it was weird. And it's not, it's, you know, It's a strange kind of thing to have seen. That's all.
A little even
stranger,
shocking.
Stranger way to start your morning and then realize that that like there's a lot of people emailing going, oh, yeah, I've seen that. Nobody talks about this. Maybe that duck was Rico Blaze. Okay, no, it wasn't. Don't do that. Don't.
There have been cameras set up.
Don't do it. Oh, no. Is that still Bruno?
Yeah, it was.
I got nervous. That's good. Bruno right there. Get that duck going on.
Quack, quack. The bitch order a big black dick. Here it comes. Quack, quack. Ouch. Which hole will it be today? You choose, ho. I'm swimming my ass around Granada Park, and you waddling that tail in front of me. You're going to have yourself some big black, I can't say it out loud, duck action going on now. You know what I'm saying. I'm Rico Blaze. Swimming around my, own business. Hey, little boy, give me some bread.
This duck can talk.
Yeah, I can talk. How's your mama doing? Turn around, bitch. Ooh, you got a false hole, too. That's my favorite of the holes. Keeps your babies away. Goddamn, I'm policing the waters now. I'm serving it up. You call me Dr. Dunkenstein. You know what I'm saying. Ooh, I'm going deep to the hole. Did somebody call the duck police? Hey, bitch, you better duck. I'm going to shove your head in the water. Duck! Quack, quack. I'm all done here. Next up, my partner, bring him on in. Hey, baby, you know what to do right now. I don't want to finish in that false hole. But you turn that head around right now and gargle on these foul balls. Brady wrote foul balls.
I knew that.
And you knew the word foul was going to get involved. I had to manufacture a way to bring it up. Anyway, ignore that white man. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, yeah. Slapping you across your duck ass. All right. Hey, baby. Another Brady joke coming your way. You asked me if I ever done this with any other ducks, girl. You know I'm out here just winging it. All right, you heard me.
Oh, God, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse. Somehow we managed to take Brady's horrific daddy puns and turn them into duck sex. Damn. I'm going to see some ID on this one. You look like a young duck. God damn.
That's enough of that stupidity.
Hey, easy with the beak, bitch. Need some sort of pecker wrecker.
Sorry. That's enough. Stop it. It's stupid.
Oh.
Let's just do it. No. No. You're going to print it. It's David, isn't it?
No.
Oh, my God.
The girl duck said he was hung like a yellow duck, so we showed her.
Bitch called me a Peking duck. I ain't no Peking duck. Yellow duck? What? Hung like a duckling? What?
Girl, you're going to end up underneath me and then on a plate. Greasy ass bitch. Ain't nobody want to eat you.
That one's an old one.
All right, I'm not interested in this anymore. I'm done. Stop. It's ridiculous. Can't a man watch a duck rape without turning it into that? Yeah, people are telling me all about it. Evidently, you all knew about this, so I'm just entering your world now. I don't ever want to see it again. Barry Wood with a duck head. All right, stop. Stop sending us things. All right, 6:14. Let's get a wake-up song. I'm sorry. It's not my intention to wake the city this way. It's just not.
It's educational.
Tell a story. Yeah, we educate and entertain. I think that's what we're like, Mr. Rogers. We educate and entertain. I don't ever want to see that again, man. It was disheartening. I almost wanted to cry. Like, this isn't good. I'd put the film up, but I say a lot of horrible things in the video, so.
Yeah, slap a ass with the wings. Wing that ass.
And then I start laughing. I thought it was like an OJ situation. Like, the girl was, she had no hope. And then another guy showed up, and it was bad. Anyway. Yeah, let's get a wake-up song. A good one. 585-9800. You call it. You tell us what you want to hear next, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Thank you very much, Mike and the Molotovs. And yeah, I'm getting a lot of people emailing me about, oh my God, otters will drown and rip off the nose of women and other twink otters. They rip their noses off. I know that otters are cute and stuff, and they crack their food on their belly and they eat it, and, you know.
Nasty.
Usually tourists are like, oh, but they're horrible little creatures. Same with the sea lions. Everything you think is raccoons.
Oh, he's so cute.
They're evil little rabies machines. This one says penguins rape each other and corpses.
Yeah, that's.
Yikes, dogs, dolphins, they're all rape creatures. Thanks, Rex. Rex has looked into this. I, being a normal human being, have never once gone, wonder which animals are all rapey and stuff. Thanks, Internet, for this massive search result. I didn't like that I saw it. I was innocent until I saw that this weekend. I've been, you know, life, as you get older, you just discover less and less beauty. More and more horror. Thanks, Earth. It's basically just a big factory with some beautiful sunsets. There's a lot going on in here. It's like a slaughterhouse. And then you got this. This, listen to this. Lunacy. I get this. I woke up to this. First email I read, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It says, hey, Holmberg. And these are the good ones I like. I like that because I always think that it's President John. Hey, Holmberg. It says, hey, Holmberg. And this person didn't once say Junos or anything.
Oh, well,
I was very dismissed. I'll dismiss it for other reasons. I wish you'd have called me Junos. I know you don't believe in ghosts, but you need to come to my house. Every single day, I watch my furniture in the kitchen move on its own, all over, every day. Unfortunately, the apparition doing this will not do it if someone else is in the house with me or if I'm filming it. It's impossible for me to prove. I've had actual contact. The ghost told me it's in purgatory through a speaker in my kitchen that wasn't even plugged in. They call it the middle. The ghost is 3 times divorced and said that divorce is a major problem when trying to cross over. My wife and I divorced 4 years ago, and evidently the spirit is warning me to make things right. I know you think I'm crazy, but I have a feeling I'm supposed to talk to you. Oh, boy. You have a voice. You're someone who can convince a naysayer. I have asked him if I bring skeptics to the house if he would appear, and he has not answered me. He also said that it isn't any single religion that's correct. It's a matter of principles that get you to peace or keep you in the middle. I recently realized I'm being used as a vessel, and I'm trying to reach out to people. I've been told also this is where we start losing. Like you thought this was weird up to now? So I've been told that the mayor of Tempe, Corey Woods, and a mayor of a city in Texas I haven't found yet will also benefit from this person's help. I live alone. I used to be scared of this, the furniture moving around, food disappearing and reappearing. My TV is always on when I wake up. I turn it off every single night. So I ask this. Would you consider staying the night here with me one time and open your mind to this? Keep in mind I'm not crazy. But I think I need to contact you. And now I have. Hopefully you'll respond respectfully. Dennis.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll stay at your house, Dennis. Sweet stranger who believes in ghosts and haunted house. Yeah. Oh, what an invite. You bet. On my way now. Bye, guys. Finish the show. Got to go to Dennis's.
Tight schedule.
Dennis, the only response that I can come up with respectfully on that is no way, Looney Tunes. I'm not doing it. That's bananas. First off, you remind me a lot of the guy who had the frog that could sing and dance.
It only happens, yeah, it only happens when you see it. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Right up. You got free beer outside. But if your furniture's moving around, do like they did in Poltergeist. You know, she put the tape down, watched the thing, like had the patterns, figure out what he's doing. And if the guy's talking to you through speakers and stuff, what's with all the moving furniture? I had a friend who had multiple personality disorder and schizophrenia and a lot of other things. And he started to talk to people about things he needed to have happen too. He was talking with, I believe it was John Waite, John Lennon, the Dalai Lama. Eventually it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And
yeah, John Waite starting up pretty
John Waite was like the one, well, that was the one that was most convinced, like, why would John Waite be involved in this? And when you talk to him now, I haven't spoken to him for a while, but when you talk to him about it, he goes, yeah, you think about it, it was just this musician that I'd run into. And he started to tell me, he's like, I know you know who I am, and I'm here. I need to talk to you. So then he started to wander around going, hey, I need to talk to people. I'm being told I'm on this mission now. That's called delusions. You're delusional. And this, you want me to stay at your house? No. You don't do that. You do it the old-fashioned way, what loonies used to do. You put a bag over my head in the parking lot, and you make me come to your house in some sort of strange kidnapping. A, don't kill me. B, this is great for ratings. Yeah. You know, I don't want to tell Dennis that he's crazy, but I'll go with what Jordan just emailed and said, this dude's a nut. And I agree with that completely. You don't do that. You bag up me and probably the mayor of that Texas town and maybe even the guy in Tempe, but he's got security. Be careful. You put a bag over our heads, you stuff us in a car, and you drive us to your house and you make us watch the ghost. If something happens, it happens. I'm a believer.
Tell you why, that ghost would not last long in my place once he starts
moving the
food.
Yeah, well, you just start swinging wildly at the apparition air. Yeah, this is the first, though. I've done this for a long time now. Quarter century, Brady, on the radio here. And never once has anyone said, you want to spend the night? Want to have a slumber and watch my ghost?
Yeah, first slumber party.
Never had a stranger slumber party. Not even like a desperate...
Could you imagine?
No. Divorcee.
You show up.
I'm all here. Right. I can't bring everybody because then you'd be like, well, it's just you. Now the ghost isn't going to move my furniture around.
Now what are we going to do?
Why is it people believe in ghosts always think that the ghosts are, you know, twink decorators? They always come and move chairs. Like, if that's the worst they can do. And so what am I supposed to do? Go there and then the ghost is like, you were divorced once. Make it right. How? I don't know. If this guy can't figure it out, he's still in, quote, the middle. What advice is he giving me?
Yeah, you've been a ghost. You've been through three marriages.
Yeah. Well, how do you get past this middle, ghost, if you're there to help? And why are you telling Dennis that a morning show host in Phoenix is the best person to call? No. Lester Holt. Get hold of somebody big. Anderson Cooper. Let's get a national.
Zach Baggins.
It's Zach Baggins. Why would Zach, maybe he wasn't told by the ghost that Zach Baggins is somebody he'll speak to.
I think Zach's already gotten a couple of letters.
I watched those shows where the hostage is told by the kidnapper to contact these people. You go get them. I'll only talk to blah, 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 and blah, blah. They do that like on hijackings. I want to talk to Elizabeth Taylor, the president of Cuba, and Matthew McConaughey. And they have these weird demands. Your ghost is a strange hijacker, and he wants to talk to me. Corey Woods or whatever his name is, the mayor of Tempe.
Yep.
And then some unknown. Why wouldn't he tell you the name of the city in Texas? You got to figure it out?
Yeah, if you're in the middle, ghost,
uh-oh,
you want it done immediate.
Ooh, ooh,
Dennis.
Oh, it's the ghost, Brady.
Dennis, you need to seek a therapist, Dennis. That's the only way to not be in the middle. If you don't seek therapy, I'll keep moving your kitchen chairs around.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. You're nuts. Yeah, this is the thing. The guy's got...
It's a mayor of Galveston.
Craig Brown. That's Galveston. That's,
yeah, tell him that.
We'll throw that out there. It's one of the cities in Texas. What's his name?
Dennis. Hey, what's up? Turn your TV off. I'm sorry, I left it on last night. You need to contact Corey Brown. Sorry, Craig Brown. Sorry, sometimes ghosts get mixed messages. Craig Brown of Galveston, Texas. He's another one that can help us out, Dennis. Okay, back to work. By the way, the settee would look better against the east wall. I'll move it tonight.
He's got to do it quick because his term's up at the end of May.
Hey, doesn't matter. He didn't say lame ducks. Back to that. He only does. He. This dude had a couple friends show up. If you read between the lines of that email, they had a couple buddies show up.
You got to watch this.
And the ghost didn't do anything. And his friends are like, all right, so long, Dennis.
Thanks for beers.
What a nutmeg. Thanks for the beers. Cuz. Yeah. We're gonna leave for a little while, Dennis. Don't text us. Hey, Dennis, have you noticed that the ghost has also changed a lot of your friends' phone numbers?
I had to change my number. Dennis was getting a little weird.
Yeah. And by the way, plug your speaker in.
Why do you have an
unplugged speaker in the first place just sitting in your kitchen? That's just weird. But Dennis wants me to spend the night at his house.
You should.
No. Stop it. Yeah, this guy just sent me things. So John, it puts the lotion on the skin. You know the deal. Do not go to Dennis's house. Yeah, I know. This is Dennis, you might as well just have in the subject line, thinking about raping you. Are you in? Hey, let's just cut. You're not appealing. Something's wrong with you. And this divorce of yours 4 years ago did a number on you. Now I know why your wife's not around. You went bananas. So, yeah, again, Dennis, my advice to you, if you're listening. What do they have? Those burlap? Is that what potatoes come in?
I think so, yeah.
Burlap sack. That's what you guys use. Burlap sack right away. Get a cinch tie on it. Don't get something bad. Get cinch tie the bottom. And then, you know, I'll walk out to the car every day. We're around 12:30, 1 o'clock. You'll see it. It's a black Jeep right out in front. No security. I'll walk out there, and you can hide in a bush. Although I will say the bush is here at the station. I'm going to see you. Where could he hide? I don't know. There's got to be a spot close to the
sidewalk way.
But I'm going to see him because it's daytime. Maybe first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
A little dark. Okay. So I get here a little before 5 every day. Yeah, hide over there in the Video West thing and then, like, come up behind me. Burlap sack over my head. I will say, Dennis, I'm not going to be easy. So, you know, I'm not saying bring a weapon or anything. That's a bad idea. Then you're going to go to jail for that. You're already going to go to jail for kidnapping me, but... You know, put the sack over my head. That's a little bit more respectful than just inviting me over. And that's how this works. I've seen movies.
And if you mix us up, you're going to have a hard time moving an anvil.
Right. I don't think they're going to mix you guys up.
At night. You think at night
we're similar? We're close?
Well, the odds of him knowing.
Daylight is the difference between us physically.
If this guy just sees someone walking.
All right. I'm sorry, Dennis. You're the second most delusional person in the building. If he sees someone walking, you think he can confuse you and I?
I think he'll take anyone walking down that.
He's got a target. I'm the target. The ghost told him just me. He said, don't bring anybody else. How disappointing would that be? And also, yeah, you're not getting a burlap sack over Brady's neck. It's going to pop right out of there. You can't cinch that up.
Man, you're up there with John Waite now. Look at that.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Well, here's how that ended. I've told this story, but my friend got into the... So deep into these delusions, he ended up trying to cut his own head off with a kitchen knife.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, there's a... Yeah, Brady, I know I'm worried more about you than Dennis. I have to be honest with you. There's no possible way that I don't care how... It could be opaque darkness. You could be blindfolded. And the second you reach up to put a burlap sack over a head that is 4 inches lower than where you thought it should be, you're like, all right, wait a minute. This guy's a lot shorter and, wow, a whole lot different than I expected. All right, just for the sake of it, I'm 6 feet, but 203.
There you go.
Yeah,
describe yourself.
Brady is not that. So if you got anything that isn't 6 feet, but 203, and the second you put a burlap sack on it, and he goes, what the what? Hey, this smells like potatoes. Are we going to the potato factory? And you got the wrong guy. But yeah, I think the burlap sack's the way to go. Key Custer says, dude, he's got ghosts on his side. Tactical Black can't train you to fight ghosts. That's true. I'm not worried about fighting him. I won't fight you. You put the sack on my head, there might be some reaction. It might not be pleasant. I do have some solid skills. Very specialized set of skills. But again, you know, if it's a burlap sack over my head, I'm like, ah,
Dennis, here we go.
And I'll gladly get into your really crappy car, I'm sure, and we'll drive over to your terrible house. And we'll sit there for a day, but you got to promise
slumber
me,
up.
The second that ends, I get to go home.
And you're going to jail for it.
And you deserve it. So, yes, I will spend the night at your house, only if you do it the old-fashioned way. And we have to make the promise that if nothing happens, you can't act like, okay, sorry, nope. You have to now go to jail for all the stuff that you're being nuts. And don't try this with the mayor of Tempe. You're gonna end up in... Actually, you should probably. Then we'll just end this Dennis threat all the way around. I don't know, does anybody ever watch movies? You can't just ask someone to come over. You know, even in Borat, remember?
You know, he went for it, John. You got to respect
He did,
that.
I do. He was respectful at first. And now I'm giving him the advice, though. That sack is the way to go. And if you're about 15 minutes early and you think you've got me, but it's scrambling around and it smells like a Frosty, it's Brady. I know we're hard to... Brett, have you ever... So many times Brett comes in and he goes, hey, John, and...
It's me.
Oh. I can't tell you two apart.
It's me, my man.
Silly me.
I do like that was a moment in your life that you thought maybe there would be some confusion. Dennis would not.
And if you want to kidnap Brady, please. Go ahead.
You're saying a delusional guy would not even do that.
Well, they're not blind. They still have the sense of touch.
He didn't clarify that. He's seeing
ghosts. Well, you did.
He is seeing ghosts, so.
He's not seeing them.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Communicating. I don't know how you've dug your heels in
the
fact that you and I will ever be confused.
Moving furniture.
Brady, if one of us was in a lineup and stood next to the other one, the cops would be like, we can't do this. This lineup is it's two different types of people completely. Have you not seen photos of us standing next to each other? We look like a lowercase
I have.
B.
I can decipher someone out of their mind.
No. No one's ever gone so crazy that they couldn't tell you and I apart. There's no Brett, back me up on this. Is there a level of crazy where somebody's like, I thought you were John?
Yeah. Haven't witnessed that one yet.
By vision, right. But if he's never met any of us.
Pretty sure they're going to know, if they know about the show, if no one's ever met either of us.
Yeah.
And they're like, out to kidnap
That's what one
I'm of going. Us.
I mean, unless the guy, no, I mean, he.
Right. Now you're saying there could be a mistake if in fact he has no idea who he's trying to kidnap. It's just first guy
Someone
he sees by the station.
Side, yeah.
Then it could be Audrey from KSLX as well. It could be anybody. He has no idea. That's not what we're saying. You're saying that at night we could be confused for each other. The darkness. Did you not hear that? I'm insulted.
You should be.
I am insulted. This is an insult. God damn it. If Brady gets kidnapped and I don't, I'm going to be pissed off.
Me too.
It's just fun.
In the Army, they teach you to have the most expendable, lowest-level soldier take his gas mask off to check if it's clear. Send Toledo to Dennis's house.
That's a good point. Toledo, we need you.
Richard!
Now, I will go so far to say there isn't a level of crazy that makes Toledo and I, together, you wouldn't know which is what. If the guy is that kidnappy, he's just randomly grabbing anybody. If he wants me, he at least knows, you know, a general shape. Are you the circle or the line, he would say, and I'm the line. Okay, I'll look for the line then. And nobody would kidnap the guy singing, Valdery, Valdera. That's not him. I'm crazy, but I know the difference. Toledo got kidnapped, it would just be, you know, the ghost would... You'd bore him into the neighbor's house. Anyway.
Come on, John. The one guy that doesn't call you a Junos and you roast him? Come on.
That's true. I do. I respect that part. Yeah, and if the burlap sack has to have a little extra nose room, I'll tell you that.
You got the wrong guy.
Brady would scream that.
I were easily confused.
No, the other night it happened.
15 minutes early.
Standing there at U-Fest, and this hand slides up underneath my ass from behind and grabs my package from behind. And I'm standing at the bar. I'm like, what is going on? I hear a whisper in my ear. I want you right now.
whoa.
And I turn around, and Ronnie goes, oh, my God, I thought you were Brady.
Happens all the time.
It's constant between us. We're twins, like DeVito and Schwarzenegger. I don't know which one I am in that. All right. All right, Israel. Another one with the big nose and the big sack. I hear you.
I get it.
But anyway, I'm not going to Dennis's house. And again, it's time that you stop. Even if your furniture was moving around, I would assume you live on a boat or something stupid. Yeah, you don't have ghosts in your house. And I'm not interested in spending the night with almost every listener.
Ghost trailer.
Like right now, if my emails blew up with want to have a slumber party, I'd just shut my emails off for a while.
This is Dua Lipa.
If Dua Lipa put a sack over my head, I'd be an idiot. I'm like, get this sack off my head. I'll go anywhere you want. I'm taking you back. We're going to look at ghosts. I'm like, I believe in ghosts if you do.
Come on, Brady. I mean, John.
Yeah. This guy says a photo.
Again, it'd be horrible to mix us up.
I thought I had John Holmberg, but it turns out I have his body double.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty much the same.
Yeah, that's me.
Identical. It was dark out.
So it's easy.
It's an easy mix-em-up.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, Dua Lipa. Yeah.
As Kelly has emailed in, Wallace and Ladmo had the same problem. Oftentimes, people couldn't tell which was what. Yeah. You can tell the difference between you and Toledo for sure because you walk with the gait of a man who has a father.
Oh, man.
Anyway. How come it's always lunatics that say, come spend the night at my house? And never like, I've been doing an OnlyFans page that I want you to watch. I'm like, oh, all right. Will you spend the night at my house? It's like the OnlyFans page only works if it's you.
Okay.
Lavelle Crawford comes in for a visit, gives a sack thrown over his head.
We're going out.
Oh, I thought you were John. I'm sorry. I confused you with, it's dark out.
Not dark out. That's me.
Anyway, Dennis the Ghost Man. I want you to email back. Wouldn't it be funny if it was just a neighbor effing with Dennis, kind of realizing Dennis isn't that bright, and just every time Dennis isn't looking, like he's got strings on his furniture, and he just pulls them across the room, and then, I mean, messing around with dumb people's fun until they get dangerous. I'm not all that worried about Dennis. But again,
they could go in there and just move it without him being there. He goes in and he's like, oh, it was moved again.
Probably. Just in there. He's probably his roommate he forgot he had.
Food disappears.
His speaker also keeps telling him it's time to order more Greenies dog treats. You want to add that to your cart? This thing knows who I am. Stupid speaker.
Time to add more Greenies. Should I put that in your cart?
What? Just Alexa. He doesn't understand technology.
I saw that you were looking at gay porn. Would you like me to pull up some pictures for you?
What? The ghost knows.
I wonder if the mayor of Tempe got a letter.
That would be interesting. I've had that happen with that guy before. Yeah. I had a dude go nuts on my emails, and he started to make these crazy comments. Nothing made sense. So it was just this cryptic nonsense. And then it said, you think you're clever, Holmberg? And I'm like, what? How did I get involved in here? And like it was to a bunch of us. And then the thing said, you and the mayor of Tempe. And I remember feeling like uneasy about a few things. And I contact the Tempe mayor's office and said, hey, I don't know if you guys are getting these too, but he's bringing you up a lot. And, never heard a thing back from them. Like, they weren't concerned. And then that guy just disappeared. I'd never heard another peep. I think they got him. Unless it's Dennis. Anyway. So, John, you should go over there. The worst thing that can happen, and I know this from movie history, is that you ruin his wet pottery and fall in love listening to the Righteous Brothers. That could be like a ghost and I end up making pots. That is the worst thing. It says, where were the ghosts when I needed help moving my furniture around last week? Shouldn't it be a moving company? That's all they do is move furniture around.
Ghost movers.
Yeah. Where is it? Where's that?
John, I'm more concerned about Brady, says Nicholas. I didn't know this, but I think that's a werewolf. They grow a foot and lose 100 pounds at night, too.
It's nighttime. I'm a foot taller and 100 pounds lighter.
He's the twink wolf. I'm going to send Brady over there. Now, this says that, you know, if you go to Dennis's house, the phrase, he slimed me, is going to have a whole new meaning. Yeah, there's going to be ectoplasm in there. Now, why do people do that? Because they're nuts, I guess. That would be it. But you sit down and you write that letter and you think to yourself. And then you add in the phrase, I'm not crazy. If you have to write that, you kind of know you are. Like if you, I've never written a letter and gone, trust me, I'm not crazy, but hear me out. You need, stranger, you need to spend the night with me. Like immediately the I'm not crazy starts to glow on the page. Yes, you are. Old people who are crazy start off with, I'm not crazy, but listen to this. You think I'm crazy, don't you? Yes, because you're acting exactly like a crazy person would act. And by the way, I'm 5'7", about 275. I have raspy voice and no neck. If you're, anybody interested?
That's a horrible description.
Your mic's off, huh?
I don't know. Oh,
there it is. With the bumper. What'd you do?
I said, Dan drives a Lincoln.
Yeah.
And,
oh, I got a Lincoln. Oh, that's
got
right.
Rid of the Jeep.
Nice Lincoln. No more. Yeah, the Jeep's still sitting outside. It doesn't run anymore. I take a Lincoln in every morning. Sometimes the Jeep's there. Sometimes it's not. Ghosts, you know. You know, Dennis. It happens. So I drive a Lincoln consistently. And I park it, not in the, because that'll be you.
Yeah.
You better be careful. You drive a Lincoln. Could have trouble.
Oh, that's right.
Because, you know, you and Brady.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean.
Twins.
Lincoln brothers.
Wouldn't it be hilarious? Brady called.
I told you guys we looked alike. I'm stuck in Dennis's well. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Look what you've done, yeah. Girl. This is your fault, dick.
You are John Holmberg. I know.
No, I'm not. Just remarkably similar shapes.
Gotta tell you, that slumber party was pretty fun.
This happens to me all the time. We're both 44 shorts. You understand.
This slumber party will come in Monday. You might think I'm crazy, but...
I was at Dennis's. Yeah. Brady would be friends with him.
Chance to make a new friend. Dennis has a lot of food moving around.
Says the guy said the ghost never appears when the stranger is in the house. Why would that change if you were there? I think he's saying that the ghost told him that I'm supposed to be there to see it. Like, I'm, like, he...
You're the medium?
The ghost didn't tell him, but he's getting feelings that I'm the one, that I'm the skeptic of ghosts. Because I do not believe in ghosts at all. I find it to be hilariously false as far as we know them, as far as we make them a thing. Maybe there's some other dimension we don't see. We're not in contact with it. We're not... There's nobody who has a special gift...
Moving furniture.
Yeah, moving furniture is not anything. Your air conditioner is probably a little too strong, or the wheels on the chairs are. There's no such thing. Period. End of story. And no one who says they believe in ghosts actually do believe in ghosts. Because if you ever told a person who is like, I believe, if you told Dennis, ghost committed a crime in your house, and no cop would say, oh, okay, if Dennis slaughtered me in his house and they showed up and Dennis said it was the ghosts. No one, even the most fervent ghost believer, says, yeah, I believe it. Dennis is probably innocent. They all know what happened. So I do not believe in ghosts. That's why he's feeling like if he wins me over in the ghost world, then I'm the skeptic on the air. He's heard me probably say that a million times. Again, my argument for all those haunted houses, for Casey Moore's, for every place that, for the Monty's La Casa Vieja, for... what was it? Even at Four Peaks.
Four Peaks.
When they're saying we're going to go to the ghost room.
The Grand and
go
Jerome.
In there and trash it. Go in your room after they give you the pitch about how ghosts are in there and trash it. Ruin everything. And then go back and go, those ghosts went nuts. And watch how fast the person who gave you the tour says, you did this. Even if it is a ghost, you're still paying for it. Nobody actually believes in it. If you do, you're nuts. And you can think... that there may be something we don't know. That's where I lean. I don't know. I can't say it, but we haven't figured that out yet. They're not touching us and feeling us. It's not happening. Zero chance of it. Not happening.
I woke up, and my notepad had moved an inch and a half.
Okay. Ghost? Really? That's all they can do? Why are we even concerning ourselves? But if I went over to Dennis's house, and the ghost started moving chairs around and speaking through the Alexa speaker... By the way, most, and somebody pointed that out, said most speakers now aren't plugged in. They are Alexa. They're like, well, I think he means chargeable.
Well, that, yeah. Or maybe it's not plugged in like power.
Yeah. Well, I think, I hope that's what Dennis means.
I hope so.
But it's the ghost talks to him through the Alexa rather. And that's even weirder that it needs amplification. Why can't the ghost just talk to you?
That's not how it works.
So they needed technology. So it's just up until like, you know, the mid 1900s that they could communicate because they needed speak.
Dumb.
But I guess that's what he means. Like, if I'm there and the chairs start moving, then he's got me to go back on the air and go, oh, my God, is it Dennis's house? It's real. And now I start speaking for the ghost community. It's dumb. Dennis is bananas. He's a nut job. This guy says, for God's sakes, John, keep your head on a swivel. You talk about being aware of your surroundings. Every suspicious hair on my neck is standing up for this guy being worse than a stalker. You talk about BS crazy. Hope that React defense kicks in and you go code red. Yeah, don't worry. I'll be fine. I can't stop somebody from throwing a bag over my head and getting to work on me. What are you going to do? But I think I can outsmart Dennis. If I'm his captor, pretty sure I can outsmart him.
Hey, John, I've got some duck videos. If you want to come over and watch them with me, sign Dennis.
Wait a minute. He does? All right, now we're cooking. That's it. I want that. Yeah, let's send the canary in there. Toledo, go over to Dennis's house and scope it out. I'll do it. Hey, Dennis, I'll do it if Toledo can come by and scope it out. Is this the same guy that had that broad from Alaska? Was his name Dennis, too?
Yeah.
It was?
Yes.
The rotten teeth and the scooter pooter. Okay, that's not a thing. But it's not a ghost. That bitch made a key and hangs around in the house when he's not paying attention. It's that Irish Alaskan girl. Oh, my God. It's Speed Buggy. I forgot. That was Dennis. I wonder if it's the same Dennis.
Do I get any protections?
Yeah. You get your wits. Use them. Use them up. Don't worry about it. Just tell him you're Brady.
Well,
he'll never know.
He won't know. He won't know.
But what if he comes to put the thing over and hits me in the chest with the hood?
Trying to get Brady's head into a thing. He keeps punching in the arms. Where is it? Where's your head? What's it doing way up there?
At night, I'm a foot taller.
The ghost told me I'm a foot taller.
There's no way that ever happened. I challenge everyone to kidnap Brady or I.
Are you at all concerned about Dennis?
No. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little. That he's gone over the edge.
Oh, he's gone over the edge, but I'm not worried about him. He's going to kidnap Brady. I'm not even concerned. I'm like Saddam Hussein. I send in my body doubles.
They will find you.
I am a little worried if it's daytime that his vision will clear up a little bit and he'll see the real me. But
oops,
that's to my advantage as well. Dennis the Looney Tune. If I see anybody with a burlap sack in the parking lot in the middle of the daytime, I'm not going out there.
You got to stop wearing those jerseys and shirts that say Holmberg on them.
All right, that's true. Well, that's true. Maybe if I draped one of Brady's over me. I think I would, I think I'd notice a guy in our parking lot in the daytime with a sack. Like, I'm going to be all right.
Just picking up trash.
Yeah, just part of the chain gang over here. Just, you're alone.
There is that medium-sized acacia tree over by your Jeep.
Well, if I see it, I'd be like, all right, there's a guy with a burlap sack hanging out by the Palo Verde.
You can't see me.
I think my first thing I'd do is go, hey, Dennis, and have it look at me like, how's he know? I'm like, it's Dennis. Hey, I'm going back in. I'm going back in. And then if I'm in my car, I'll drive away. Or if he's in front of it, I'll run him over. I'm not afraid to kill Dennis either.
Not worried about the ghost being a co-pilot?
No, I mean, if that's a thing, I lose. And Dennis, if Dennis is right, if Dennis is on to something, I'm doomed anyway. I'm like their enemy. But if Dennis brings the ghost and the ghost, like, I'm getting, what's going on? And I'm just getting wrestled into a car and there's nobody there. I'm not going to win that fight. So it's time to just, you know, surrender.
And everybody in the sales cube watching this happen.
And I just lose my, like, I've walked through a spider web in the parking lot. Look at Holmberg's lost his mind out there. Lock the doors. Oh, this is just a burlap sack just appeared on his head.
Well, it was a good run. 23 years.
It was nice. We got a lot of dough out of that guy. It's a good thing we have an exact replica in Brady to take over.
Holmberg's running for mayor.
It could happen. Anyway. Dennis, I don't fear you. I, frankly, I kind of want to meet him.
I'm curious how Galveston got into...
Oh, Brady brought up Galveston. This guy just brought up Texas. Oh, I see. So there's a town in Texas the ghost hasn't told him about. Hey, I didn't even think about Dennis and that crazy Irish bitch.
I thought she's back, though.
No. She left. She left on the 17th of... I'll never forget that date because he had to go to the... He kept 17th of April. He emailed back once and said, like, a week left, right?
Yeah. Or it was one day left. It was like, is she leaving tomorrow? Or
send Brady over with the Steelers shirt on and have him check out Dennis's moth collection.
Yeah, just John over here walking around. Don't turn the lights on.
That's a death head moth.
I'll be revealed. Anyway, he's a lot of moths. You're, Mrs. Lippman had a son. Do you have any cards or anything laying around?
Yeah, I want to see that. Dragging Brady away, going, you're a little thicker than I thought you were going to be.
That's what everybody says when they try to kidnap Holmberg and grab me by mistake.
That's the funnest part of the story now. Now I'm rooting for Dennis to show up, confused, a little bit blind. I should have gone to Dr. Schwartz. This is crazy.
I think that's Holmgren.
Which one is it? They're all exactly the same.
Dennis, I saw an apparition attack some ducks at the Granada Park.
Oh, I've seen that. It was being guided by a duck. A rape duck. Anyway, this is the life we live. And gentlemen, I don't understand it either.
We need to change the name of the show to Therapy Sessions because
it's getting weird.
Month and a half has been all that.
This one isn't so much please help me. Well, I guess it kind of is. Yeah. I mean, in its own way, it's a lot of screaming for help, but... great point, Nicole Osborne. She says, if ghosts won't do anything on camera, then why doesn't he just set up cameras so the ghosts leave him alone? Genius. Brilliant. And if they're motion detecting cameras and the ghost doesn't know, he moves a chair, how would the ghost know you had cameras set up that are motion? What the is going? You're an idiot, Dennis.
I'm telling you, one of his buddies is moving stuff when he leaves room.
Well, he says that he sees it. Yeah, he says it's right in front of him.
Yeah, right in front of him.
It could actually be a guy just scooting chairs around going, Dennis is there.
What about the camera or something? What are you doing?
They don't do it when the cameras are on.
Well, you got to make a quick move. What are you doing over there?
Got to be faster than the ghost.
The hell?
Well, the ghost can... He sensed when the cameras are on. Dennis can't win this.
Just set up a nanny cam.
But if John was over there...
I'm the only one that he thinks maybe the ghost will still do stuff with... And maybe not, you know. Maybe I go over there and the ghosts are like, not him, the other one.
I just want to see the negotiation.
Who's Dennis the other
at the
one?
Table Brady. Talking to himself, or I'm sorry, talking to the apparition, making deals on how to get you over to the house.
All right. I think here's two things you can do. Promise him a couple of tickets to a Steelers game. Good tickets. Don't go upper level. That's dumb. What is it? Like, there's movies where they say that. I need you to come with me. Like, I need you to come with me. Like, it's that kind of thing. Only he's got to have a bag of gifts. Like Lerner and Rowe. I have to have the VR helmet and the Oakleys and the whole package, thing. Too.
Oh, yeah,
I
don't know.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's
Frenchy
in there.
Screwed you,
I got a lot of the basics. And you know, I appreciate the bag. It's still a lot of nice stuff, but the good stuff wasn't included. It's coming today. 7:30 is going to be here. We guilted Frenchie and the honorable military man, Nathan.
So my name was just totally torn apart this morning. I'd love for you to help out. I'm going to drop all that stuff off. I'm like, yeah, because you're guilty.
And I should have been.
Of stealing. Exactly. You went on the air as the honorable military man, and then you stole stuff that I said was ours. And here's the other thing. It's a foursome. The honorable military man and Frenchie Gauthier, they're the ones that got talked into all the stuff being, you know, this isn't technically part of the swag bag, right? You know who the other two people in the foursome were? Frenchie's kids.
What?
Yeah, and Frenchie's kids are the ones that aren't giving up the packages. Honorable military man and Frenchie himself. If you were listening yesterday, I understand. I'm just pissed off. I'm rambling. They're dropping off the VR hats and the jerk hats and the Oakleys today, and a bunch of golf balls. Evidently, they swiped a bunch of good golf balls too. And I'm like, take them from your rat kids that got the free ride, Frenchie.
Sacre bleu, I surrender to my family.
Told you, can't trust some
frogs. You can't trust a Frenchman.
Yep.
And evidently, now, thanks to Nathan Peterson, who says, I'm getting hit up all day at work. I got to make this up to you, and I definitely don't need my name out there saying I did Holmberg wrong. I've been listening for 20 years, and I love the show. I want to make sure I do right by you. Unlike my ex-wife, I'm not a ring collector, and I don't need every shiny thing I get. So I'm going to be giving you all of my swag. That way the other guys can keep theirs. The other guys are the ones that should be giving it up.
Yeah, especially the kids.
I drive by your office every day. I'm right there by Papago. I'll swing by in the morning. He said, you already got my golf balls. I'll drop off the VR, the Oakleys, and an FJ cooler. What's that? It's an FJ cooler. FootJoy?
I don't know.
Making
must
coolers?
Be FJ, yeah.
You're going to need all those. Plus, you're going to need all the towels we give you for the VR porn. The event was a blast. Thanks for having me. And I said, we busted your balls, but you guys stole our stuff. Yep. Pretty cruddy. And I'll ask for
sorry, kids, your old man drank too much.
Yeah, I just want to. I'm going to have to take away all your prizes. Christmas is over. I apologize. This was a terrible error. Old Frenchie Dad had to. Really took one
had
in the
too
ass.
Too much champagne.
Really took one in the ass on the air the other morning. These guys tore us up.
We're not giving it up, Dad.
All right, I surrender. You kids are too strong for me. I'll just give them mine.
Typical.
You try to take this from my room, I'll kick your ass.
All right, all right, all right. I bow to you. I bow to every demand. I'm sorry. I'm French.
We're French, too.
I don't know how this is working out, but you guys are kicking my ass here. Let me crawl out of your room.
You go give him your stuff, jerk.
That's your mother's German side talking. I'm 100% French. I'm getting out of here. I surrender. It was pretty easy to get him to kind of give us the stuff, too. That is a friend. The good side about him being French is, A, you can't trust him. Second, when we said, hey, give us that stuff. Okay, 7:30, I'll drop it off. I was like, it was easy.
It's the house with the flagpole with a white flag.
On the 4th of July, he just raises a white flag. Sorry, we're French. We don't celebrate any we don't, whatever. Whoever's in charge, that's what we say. Crazy. Anyway, what a world. We got Dennis, we got Frenchmen surrendering all the stuff to us that they stole in the first place. Duck rape. What a morning. We're just here to observe. Anyway, and there's a good chance I'll be sending Dennis's emails off to the authorities. Let me drop off an email for him.
Who, Venkman, Ray Stantz,
and right.
Egon.
Yeah, call some Ghostbusters. Yeah. Why am I in on this? There are plenty of lunatics you can get in your house with fake machines that go every time a ghost is around. I don't have any of that. I'm going to go to your house and make fun of you for hours. Even if the furniture's moving, I'm going to investigate and figure out what's going on. It isn't ghosts. But I don't want Dennis to get mad, because then you do lose him. You keep believing your thing and leave me out of it. And let me speak for the mayor of Tempe, and I don't even know if I'm like politically even close to aligned with him. He seems like he's doing a good job. Mayors are like offensive linemen. If you never hear them, they're doing a great job. That must be it. That has to be it. The second you know too many old linemen's names, you're like, this guy's getting called for holding a lot. Yeah, I don't know who the mayor of half the cities are around here. Scottsdale? Only time I heard about that guy is when he told Phoenix to shove it up their ass on the hockey stadium. The mayor of Phoenix gets, because she gets on TV every once in a while.
Yeah, Mesa, I don't know. Phoenix, you do, though.
No idea. Tempe, the only reason I know about that guy is because of the... I think he's gay.
You guys look alike, too?
He's black.
Oh.
Yes, at night. Like Brady and I. But that's
he's
Brady.
Well, you both wear Jordans.
That's right. That's right. Brady and I both have that it's very similar that I have that with the mayor of Tempe. No, we don't look anything alike at all. But that's the only reason I know him is because that last lunatic kept mentioning him. He seems like a decent guy. Tempe's thriving. He must be doing okay. I don't know who Glendale's mayor is. I don't know who Peoria's mayor is. I don't know any mayors.
I don't know.
They're doing a good job.
I don't know.
You think I do look a little bit like him?
Yeah, I can see
I think
it.
You could confuse that. Yeah. He's bald.
Yeah.
Is he 6'2", 203?
I don't know. Here's his bio.
Standing 6 feet tall, 203 pounds, the mayor of Tempe. Easily confused with the Squidward-looking Jew beak at KUPD. Yeah, he seems like he's doing a great job. Tempe is moving right along. Now, I know I'll get emails going, he's an idiot. I don't know. Mayors are, they're like offensive linemen or NBA referees. If you know an NBA referee's name, he's usually awful at it. Angel Hernandez. Last night I was at the baseball game. She goes, guy in front of us says, is Angel Hernandez tonight's ump? Like, every baseball fan knows when Angel Hernandez is there, you're in for a terrible evening. He wasn't. Anyway. So, let's keep it together, Phoenix. But yeah, I don't know who the mayors are, but I'm pretty sure that the mayor's going to have some people knocking you down there, Dennis.
I just known for the, you know, all the goonery that was happening the past couple of months. It's like Bridget Peterson was always.
Because you got, she's been popping off. And again, terrible job handling the goons, doing all that. Chandler's having meetings about goons. Like teen violence. I'm like, and finally somebody said what I've been saying the whole time when I got yelled at. Somebody went on TV last night and said, parents, this is your fault. Why are you wanting us to do something about this? Shouldn't you be policing your kids? How dare you? My kids are my friends. I can't yell at them. You do it. It's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, you're right, though. The Gilbert mayor started, the terrible thing started to happen, started to get mishandled, and the next thing you know a mayor's name. Dear Holmbergstein. All right. I thought Toledo was the cheap one. You know, you could buy yourself a headset and a pair of sunglasses. I'd say don't be such a Jew, but I guess you can't help it. All right, Sean. I did buy four VR headsets. I purchased the foursome for Christ's sake. That's the reason I had it in there. Like, all I want is the swag bag. I'll give it to you guys.
Way more than retail.
Yeah, a whole bunch more for charity. It was a good cause. I'm not complaining about the price. I'm bitching that some of the stuff that I should have gotten for giving it to a guy. That's all, Rockefeller.
Frenchie wants to know if we can load him up with KU Pity swag. He's down there waiting for us.
He's here.
So now he wants us to give him stuff because he stole your stuff.
Well, we can't open that.
That's true. Yeah.
So not today, Frenchie. John's a really good guy.
We got a hoodie for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should give him the hoodies from that horrific band called C-Word Spit. Only spelled with a K. Yeah. Hand him over a hoodie.
All right.
Trade out. He's standing downstairs with the next haul.
Wonder what he forgot this time.
I want you to stand out in our parking lot and wave a white flag. I know you've got one. Anyway. Hey, Dennis. There's a guy with a white flag in our parking lot. That's me. Get him. Anyway, I hope I meet Dennis soon. I hope Dennis shows up at one of our events.
I'm the guy who asked you over for a slumber party. Let's see if you...
All right. I'm going to punch you in the nose. Go away. And I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not John. That's John over there.
Which one?
The one with his hands in the noodle thing at the buffet. That's...
I'll get him strained out. You're talking to the wrong person.
It's John over there.
Huh? Me? Yeah. Not this again.
Do I... Another one? Okay.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know about this one.
I worry about your emails, Brett. Here's another one. All right. Guy basically says he's not going to grab Brady by mistake, but he could accidentally grab Larry because he's looking for a Jew. All right. He's not looking for a Jew. It's not what he said. Guys are all horrible people.
All right, Rabbi.
One dude in Gilbert rips me and calls me that, and it's never ending. I do have to say, once the dude went Rabbi Holmberg, it opened the door to all you dickheads for making light of me.
He was waving a white flag.
Was he? Just now. Yeah. All right. Nice job, Frenchie. We'll be down in a second. Brett, what do you got on the big board of musical treats?
I don't know. Hang on. Here we go.
French, no, I got it. Any good French rock bands?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's one, but I can't think of any off here.
Yeah. Brady went to the handbrain. Let's see. See what you can find.
All right.
Well, I don't think there are any that we know about. Like decent French rock band.
We can play Surrender from Cheap Trick.
Oh, done. That's today. Run the sponsorship, and we're going with Cheap Trick Surrender this morning for Frenchie.
Of course, Wake Up Song brought to you by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. They were out at U-Fest with us, and if you've ever seen Johnston and the boys, they are starting up their new raffles. Basically, purchase a $5 Action Ride Shop sticker pack and get in on the Beach Cruiser giveaway. And like last year, they're giving away another e-bike. So $50 entry gets you a pair of buy a pair of socks for $50 and get in on the e-bike from Santa Cruz that's valued over $10,000. Follow them on the socials. ActionRideShop.com, and everywhere else you can find Action Ride Shop. They're going to take care of you.
French and, rock band, Gojira.
No. Are they French? I didn't know that.
Tyler, I got an email here. Oh, it says, wait, it's a different one. It says, the bed in the room at my house is a true ghost story. Would just keep moving. My girlfriend was asleep, and I just noticed, man, a lot is going on in this room. And it kept happening for months, and I had no idea how. And people ask about it. And then I even think that the ghost impregnated my girlfriend, signed Nathan Sutherland. All right, that is just a terrible defense in court. Wouldn't fly.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
Nathan is down there in full fatigues. The sneaky Frenchman is down there. The VR headsets and the swag bag that we were promised by the people we gave the Lerner and Rowe golf outing to has been returned to its rightful owner. Better still yet, Brady, I even said last week, all I wanted was one for sure. If you can get two, that would be the decent thing to do. They gave us half of each. All the good stuff had been swiped out. We shamed them, and now they are, they're making right.
You got
to give it to them. John Gauthier is a good man. He's a tree man. Nate Peterson, who we called the most honorable man, just rolled up. He dropped off the stuff that he stole too. Everything is right in the world of charity and gift giving. I hope they had a nice day. They had two other, and the other thing is, then the guy, John, who won the foursome, says to me, because it was his kids that I had to put the whole list of four people down. Two of the people playing in the foursome were his kids. And he said, oh, my kids couldn't make it, so I gave it to two buddies. The two buddies are the ones who just swooped in, literally last second, stole all the good stuff, talked these two into stealing it from us, and walked away. Sons of bitches.
Friends no longer.
That's right. All right. Now we can be nice to them again. Frenchie, you're back in our good graces. Nathan Peterson, thank you for your service. Good people. Peterson, I like that. He rolls up on his motorcycle in the full fatigues, man. He's
looking
in,
good.
Yeah, he looks sharp. Good thing he's camouflaged so he can hide from Dennis, who's probably in our parking lot right now with a pillow sack and a rope.
I'm not going out.
No, you shouldn't, just in case. He's looking for a guy that looks exactly the same as you. And it's daytime, so. it came in an army bag.
Sweet.
He gave us extra. Thanks, Nathan. That was too far.
Final quote from Frenchie. Tell John thank you and go after some.
Yeah, well, it makes tons of sense. And we're even then. I'm fine with that. You just didn't have to say you were going to be, you know, that was part of the agreement.
Right.
You expected a military man to stand up to that agreement. Oh, some Frenchman.
I think the military man is highly embarrassed.
Right, he's upset. Well, he should be.
Yeah.
Should be. You can get court-martialed for this kind of crap.
I wouldn't want to mess with Nathan.
Does he seem like a legit dude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nathan, I think Nathan just got bamboozled by a French swindler.
And his Frenchie, friends. On the other hand, he works for the power company. Screw that guy.
I like Frenchie. His emails are funny. All right, John and Nathan, you're back. Everything's okay again. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. You got plans tonight? Want to come over and spend the night with me and Dennis?
Yeah. We're
stop by Hooters first. Check out Trivia Tuesday.
If you can bring wings to Dennis's.
Yeah, me and Dennis are going to do Trivia Tuesday and then grab some wings, then get some Togo, head home and check out the apparitions. Idiot. Every Tuesday from 7 to 9 at Hooters West Phoenix location, it's Trivia Tuesday. Don't forget about them wings. Me and Dennis won't. Tonight only, West Phoenix Hooters. That's where you go. Hooters, thank you. Brady reporting.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day.
That's right. Adopt, don't shop.
And National Bugs Bunny Day.
And if you haven't seen the new Papago
campus. Oh, my God, I hear
campus,
it's great.
It's awesome.
I've only driven by it. I've never been in it. It looks great.
A couple of basis fun facts. The first vertebrate to mate in space orbit was not humans. It was a Madaka, or Japanese rice fish. A batch of healthy fry hatched on the space shuttle Columbia in 1994.
Cool. And then were blown up shortly after that. Thrown all over the south of America.
What?
Remember, the Columbia is the one that went kind of all over the place.
I thought that was over us, wasn't it?
That was, yeah, south of America, well, United States.
Oh, okay, gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Like
gotcha.
Texas and Arkansas, it was like strewn all over the place.
Wall Street got its name in the 17th century when Dutch settlers built a 12-foot wall to defend themselves from pirates and Native Americans. A blue whale's tongue can weigh as much as an elephant, and their heart can weigh as much as a car.
Oftentimes is kidnapped and people think it's me. Thank you very much. See what I did there? It's kind of in a roundabout shot at Brady.
A new study.
I still think he's wrestling with that.
Why wouldn't they confuse us?
I told Brett, it reminds me of the time I said, rank yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And you very confidently said,
7.
And I had to tell you on the spot, 3 tops. And you were delusional the entire morning that that was just,
I don't see that as a personality. I'm like, we're talking about your personality. Nobody knows your personality walking down the road. They say there goes a 3.
So, and it wasn't like I'm about a 9-1.
No.
So Channing Tatum is 9.
Yeah, Brady's right there. Right there.
Bradley Cooper, yeah, Brady. Right. You
exactly.
Know, I mean, come on.
It's like having you're the third pick in the draft.
Momoa.
Yeah. You get Wembanyama, you get 2, and then Brady's, his stack is 3rd. Not necessarily the A group, but definitely. And I remember immediately just going, 3, you're out of your mind. And your face went like, come on, mom says I'm a 7. Nowhere near it. And this isn't coming from somebody, I'm not a 7. I'm maybe on a good day a 4. I know what handsome looks like. I saw pictures of me from people who saw me on TV the other day. All you see is this beak. It was horrifying.
A new study found too much traffic noise can kill you. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania worked with experts in Europe to see how the sound of traffic affects your health. It's not good. The sound of horns and engines causes significant stress, which leads to heart disease, strokes, other issues long term. Commuting isn't the only time we're exposed to it. The bigger impact might come from sleeping in the area where there's heavy traffic, especially if it wakes you up. They added the stress level leads to more than free, it releases more free radicals in your body.
If you're sleeping on a freeway?
If you live in a highly trafficked neighborhood.
Right.
So you can hear the.
Highly trafficked, I think, is when they steal the people.
I don't know. 202 is a half mile from my house, and when summer or the fall, when the windows are open,
you can hear it.
Oh yeah, big time.
That means unstable atoms that can damage cells, causing illness and aging. A lack of sleep can also cause inflammation, which causes high blood pressure.
If the freeway is so loud, it's keeping you up. You live on the freeway.
A related study found that for every 10 decibels of excessive noise you're exposed to, your risk of heart disease increases by 3%.
I look around. I was at a Diamondbacks game last night. Let me tell you this immediately, and I'm no medical professional. The United States is not the least bit concerned about heart disease.
No.
Not even a little bit. You can tell them they have a 3% chance of having more heart disease. They don't care.
And honestly, neither of the D-backs. Have you seen their food offerings?
I did last night. And they have, remember when you were a kid and you could go get little tiny souvenir helmets of ice cream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's now full-size game-worn helmets. Wow. And it's not ice cream. Wow. It's french fries, and cheese, churros, and bacon. And,
oh,
I've never seen anything like it.
It's a helmet of fries?
It's a full human male helmet.
Somebody's hard.
Of food. Yeah, I know. I'm going to, Brady, look over there for a little while. Guys, talk quieter. You can hear us. We're going to lose him. But all these studies that come out, you have a 3% chance, a little bump up in your heart disease. You don't say. That's horrifying. It was pretty close to the freeway. It put the churro down for a second. No, I got a hat full. My friend Brian's son was there. It was his birthday yesterday. Justin, happy birthday. And Justin got the helmet of food. So did Brian. They didn't realize. When they saw it, we all thought, Baskin-Robbins, baby helmet of. It's a full, like, adult male.
So you're supposed to take home that dirty,
polish it off.
And that was the worst part.
You put it on right after you finish.
No, it looked like a hat full of puke when it was done. It was so gross. So, yeah, they're just piling it in. And they, but yeah, both of them had thought. I told Justin, I'm like, I'll give you $200 right now. Just put that on. Put the hat on right now.
Don't do anything to it. Just put it on.
So Justin goes, I got to take a picture of this. He's 23 or 4. I don't know, 22. And he takes a picture of it. And I'm like, will you at the bottom of that just put hashtag you Africa? Because we had 3 hat sizes to choose from filled with food. We have hats of food. Hats of it.
And they have the, don't they have like a 2-foot long churro dog or something like that? Oh, it's a dessert.
And Jay, the other guy that went with us last night, goes, I'm going in. And Jay comes back with this hot dog that's the size of a thigh. It's got sort of bread on the sides, onions, like a full pig on one end.
Mountains.
Just a, and he's like, I can't eat this. He was eating it like he was trying to press together 2 pillows. Hilarious. But then the Kiss Cam came on at the ballpark. Let me tell you this also. Basketball fans, a lot prettier than baseball fans. I don't know what happened to baseball. A lot of old people, and everyone there is dying of heart disease. It was, if they should call the Kiss Cam fat people touching faces, because they can barely get to each other. Their guts and bodies hardly get, like their heads can't touch, and the chair, the armrest is blocking them. Tell me
about it. So your buddy came back with Dogzilla?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what it was.
This is in Texas. It's called the Boomstick for $30. 2-foot-long hot dog smothered in chili, nacho cheese, jalapenos, caramelized onions, weighing 3 pounds.
Yeah. Hashtag f- you, Africa.
And look at that. Look how many they're selling.
Yeah. Oh, they're selling them. And I'm telling you, I'm looking. I watched an audience last night.
Where do you look away?
I don't know if it's Dodgers fans or Diamondbacks fans, but you guys are all morbidly obese. It is disturbing.
How do you eat that?
Disturbing. Oh, I can show you how
Brady,
they do it.
Don't comment.
Yeah.
Real easy. 2 hands and a dream.
Yeah, it is. It was a lot. But hats filled with food. Hats. Think of that. The economy's terrible. America's in decline. Here, eat your hat of food. This massive helmet filled with food.
$30? What's the price on that?
The helmet hat was like $26. And it's just French fries. I don't even know what, but they, you know, Justin, to his credit, skinny as can be, polished the whole thing off. There, look at that.
Apparently says this carnitas nachos.
Well, that was nachos. Maybe it was nachos. I couldn't look at it much.
I don't know if this is a different
that
offering.
And you look at that and you think, oh, that's like a miniature helmet. No.
Chips, cheese, carnitas, pinto beans, pico, Mexican.
And they
crema.
Don't give you, like, you can use a fork and eat out of a hat. You know how pathetic you look?
Yeah.
Eating food out of a hat. And everybody, you know, fat America just sits back and goes, it's great. Like, man.
Look at the comments. What section is this? I need to know. Getting this when we go. We got to get this.
A helmet of
food.
Oh,
my God, I'm getting that.
Helmet. Helmets filled with food.
I think this is just taking it home.
You know who eats
cheesy helmet.
Food out of a helmet? Soldiers who are trapped somewhere. Like, that's the one thing they learn to, like, make their
soup.
Their MREs and their soup in a helmet. It's weird.
That's a helmet. Look, but, at that.
And it's a full-size helmet. Yeah, you can wear it later.
Can you just give me the helmet on the side? And
no,
like,
you gotta eat all that's in it. No, they don't. That's cheating. That's what the Frenchman would say. You gotta eat the whole thing.
Challenge accepted.
How about the cars on the way home? You're walking out with that helmet not cleaned out.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
Justin was one of them. My friend Brian was like, I don't need this, because his was still half filled with the other 3 pounds of meat. Here's your meat hat.
It's great for the ballpark. Just wash it out.
Oh, yeah. They're reusing those. There's no way they're not.
Hey, the logo's kind of faded on this one.
This one looks old. It's the old helmet.
This one's scratched up.
This one, like this. This one says Philadelphia Athletics on it. How long have we been doing this?
Some astrology writer just did a big article on how the work week should really start on Tuesday. Because it's the best day to be productive.
Okay.
She says, due to the lunar influence, Monday is really a better day to reflect, record, and set the tone for the days to come.
Lunar influence?
Yeah.
That happens every 28 days.
It's every day, isn't it? The moon is always influencing us.
She claims our ancient ancestors spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and staying naked all day.
Ancient ancestors when they didn't have Mondays?
Good point. Strong. Toledo with a strong point on the ancient ancestors
part.
When
they just had days?
Yeah, when you'd walk into the cave and go, Urga, hate Monday. Yeah, us too.
They're gathered around the rock talking.
Yeah, when they were carving Garfield into the cave wall. Me hate Monday.
Tuesday is ruled by Mars, which supposedly means it's a good day for bold action, direct confrontation.
Will someone kill her? Days and time are man-made constructs. You shut your stupid, four times divorced, ringless hand mouth and stop making no sense out of that. Mondays and Tuesdays were ruled by Mars. We made them up.
If you have an important agenda to push, a meeting to host, or need to fire a slew of people, Tuesday's the day.
We made them up. The day the guy goes, all right, I come up with this idea for 7 days a week. You know, it seems like it makes sense. We got some. So what say we say today's Monday and just kick it off? Because it had to just begin.
How'd you come up with Monday, Vlad?
It's just going to be easier if we start my plan like this. We'll just say Monday. And it's all for farming, so I hope you guys understand. By the way, I found out Mars rules Tuesdays, so it's two for Mars tacos. This guy says in prison when we we would have the big hot dogs for dinner, we'd call them home wreckers. Yeah, prison.
Prison glizzy. Hey,
thanks for the prison story, man. Good stuff. In prison, you know how okay you are with everything you've done in life when you are free to email? You know, when I was in prison, I'd struggle telling people that. There's a few secrets I'm just like, I'm not going to let everyone in.
Someone put a test to the ChatGPT to wondering if it shows bias. So they asked
Dave or Mahoney?
ChatGPT, paint a picture of a typical person in a range of jobs in finance, as well as high powered positions, such as a financial advisor or CEO of a successful company. The results were staggering. Out of 100 images returned, 99 of them were white men.
AI is exactly perfect.
AI is reading the room.
Exactly. Really, exactly on point. Excellent work, AI. I told you we'd master it eventually. I know we don't like throwing the word master around, but let's say it anyway. Nice job, guys. As a white male, let me say for everyone,
woohoo!
To all the rest, I'm sorry.
Last week, remember the story about the lady that threw spaghetti on that pregnant woman?
That's right. That's spaghetti to us normals.
This 46-year-old man in Florida named Nolan Goines got into a road rage incident on last Thursday, over glaring headlights. According to the police report, Nolan was so upset, he threw pasta with sauce from the passenger seat of his vehicle, striking another driver through the open window. The pasta hit the victim in the arms, legs, and torso. Nolan also got spaghetti on himself. Neither was seriously injured,
right?
But Nolan was charged with a misdemeanor battery.
By the way, if you are seriously injured by getting hit by a noodle, you have avian bird syndrome. You have bird bones.
The spaghetti trend. Brett, you got to stop this.
I don't waste pasta when you're talking about.
I've seen Brett throw ragu and, store-bought noodles out a window.
No, look at this guy. Come on.
Get this the out of here. Ragu.
Al Gilberti is 70 years old. He lives in New York. He's looking for some love. He's paying $400 a week on a billboard. Picture of him. He's seeking a female, marriage-minded, and enjoys karaoke. Here's a picture of...
What? Did you just do a... Are you getting paid to do, singles ads?
He said he's getting about 40 to 50 calls right now a day.
What are we talking about him for?
Because he's paying. He's got a billboard up looking for, rather than doing a dating app.
I see. All right. Thanks. It looks a little like if Bob Brenly was homeless or kidnapped for about 4 months.
Oh, lost his top notch there.
I think it might be kidnapped Bob Brenly. Did Dennis get a hold of Bob Brenly and put a... I think Dennis got our beloved Bob Brenly and stuck him in a...
That's 92-year-old Bob Brenly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's been in a well for 4 months.
It's that guy from Hardcore Pawn. You ever seen that show?
Oh, Jesus. I think I know who you're talking
Hardcore
about.
Hardcore Pawn? Which one's that?
No.
Yeah.
This guy.
Oh, it is. Yeah. You grow that guy's hair out.
I guess
you're
the pawn business isn't too good.
Well, it's good enough to put up a billboard.
I can tell you why you're not getting dates.
Yeah, there you go.
It's because of the way you look. There he is.
That's him.
That's him. That Holy him. Cow. Let me just get a billboard for Larry.
His name is Lou Gold.
Yeah. Shocking, huh?
Pawn guy. Let's put a Larry billboard up and watch the calls roll in.
We got
handsome young Larry.
We need a new name for Byron then also.
But he doesn't need a guy. We get a pawn name for Byron. Byron Silverhammer here. But if we had a billboard of Larry that just said, amazing man.
We got that one by the old station. We can just jump on.
Put on there and just say, come on, ladies. I bet you'd get.
Dougie works for the billboard place, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Fairchild
to give us a Larry board. And just watch the ladies roll in.
Now Wilson does too. We got this covered.
Yeah. Let's go through Doug.
Hunter, yes.
Now Wilson's
just to make Wilson
himself.
Crazy.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. That's a good idea. Because Larry doesn't want to leave the house. A billboard can do it for him. You ladies have made Larry just miserable. So he's like, screw him. I'm not going
to
go try. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Put a billboard up and have him fall in his lap. Larry's a handsome man.
KFC is releasing a limited edition barbecue perfume that say will leave you and the people around you tipsy with hunger.
Well, we know what Ronnie's getting for Mother's Day.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to get right now because they only rolled out in Europe. Yeah.
You guys noticed.
It's called number 11, O'Day Barbecue.
Oh, God. Yeah. We're screwed. We're going to be smelling that a lot.
It has a smoky wood smell with charcoal notes.
He's going to be whispering original recipe in her ears and stuff and so sweet nothings.
2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce cheese. Yeah, get the lettuce off of there.
Somebody emailed and said, when you were talking about a full helmet of food, did you notice the full helmet sitting next to you throbbing? That's true.
Tell me more about your big helmet.
Here's a helmet gross. Wow.
Tell me your big full helmet story again. There's a Chinese company called Astrobot. They posted a video of their new AI robot that can help you around the house. It shows it picking up stuff around the house, vacuuming, ironing clothes, watering plants, pouring wine, and cooking a full meal. It can also get the lid off of a tight jar if you can't open it. No word how much it'll cost. But they're hoping to have it on the market later this year.
Hmm.
There's a little video of it.
Zip.
AI robot.
It wakes up and says, good morning, CEO. If you're white.
Yeah.
Oh. Neat. Just stacked a bunch of cups real quick.
Does this one bartend? Because they were showing one on 60 Minutes that actually bartends.
It will.
Yeah, it does.
Give it wine glasses. This is dangerous. Oh, it pulled the tablecloth out from under a stacked bunch of wine glasses. He's a magician.
Here we go, straightening up around the house.
Get some
putting some stuff
pens
away.
And some papers and things.
This is like Terminator. It's going through the whole.
Oh, man, this is great. He scoops up the papers.
Looks at the to-do list.
Puts them in their proper receptacle. Grabs the drawer, opens it up. Let's get our pens in the junk drawer, shall we? Little ping pong ball, a child's car. Yeah, he's making a junk drawer. Now he's got a pen. That's got its own special area as well. It goes there. Robot's done. That is awesome.
Oh, peeling a cucumber.
By the way, how long till these things are blowing us? Because that's really all we care about. Yeah, it's making healthy food. Nobody's interested in that. Trust me, I was at the game last night.
Brady's like, Skip.
Yeah.
This thing's stupid.
The basics.
Who taught it vegetables? No, it's unscrewing oils.
Cracking a beer.
Look at it. I mean, it's taking a little time, but at least I'm not giving you grief when you ask it.
Hey, the updates will get faster.
Yeah. Can you get me a beer? You don't hear any guff. It shows up in the same amount
opening
of time.
A bottle of wine.
Oh, it's got the automatic, the metal wine opener. Pouring a carafe. This thing's amazing. What's one of these things run?
Let's breathe a little. Now the iron ain't going to get a new house manager, John.
It was made by the Asians, so of course it's going to do some laundry. Folding it, it's folding a shirt.
Yeah.
Really well, actually. How did it know to keep shaking until all the wrinkles were out? But it did it. It's building a small. Soon it's going to build a nuclear weapon in the same video. Watering the flowers. This thing's incredible. It's plugging stuff in, turning lights on and off.
Now the vacuuming.
Vacuuming.
The rope of cocaine on the counter.
By the way, yeah. It's vacuuming up your little tiny Coke splatter. Throwing paper airplanes in the
nice
trash.
Shot.
Oh, LeBron James.
How much?
What's that thing run?
They didn't say.
And now it's got some VR stuff that if you have a hat on, not the nacho helmet, but if it mimics your moves.
Well, you got your VR helmet now, so you're
yeah.
Good.
Oh, give this thing a glory hole and I want it.
Oh, the fleshlight attachment on that thing?
Once these things, I swear to God, and don't act like we're not going to do it. That's exactly what we do with technology. Once these things start being capable of us, that's all we're going to do. We're going to be hosing robots, like, before I die. That's awesome. We're going to be in full, like, robot hosing mode, probably by the end of Biden's next term. See what I did there?
Oh, here we
just, go. Just flipped you all out, didn't I?
I got three more radio videos.
All right, go.
First one's a car crash. Runs into a pole.
Okay.
The dude... Oh, I'll watch the guy. Dodge
sai da pista, bate numa
rampa,
capota duas
vezes. Did he fall out and the car falls on him?
And then he tries to get away and you see the leg is...
No, it's completely... Oh, it's just nothing but noodles.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my God. The dude falls out of a car and the car kind of lands on him.
It did. There are two people? I thought there were two people. Maybe.
Look at that. He shoots out the windshield. Oh, if there's anybody else in there, they didn't make it.
Dodge sai da pista, bate numa rampa. Capota
wow, that's capotuca.
Next one's a...
Bet you that dump country doesn't have helmets filled with lavash.
Little cowboy poker.
Oh, right. Nice. Here we go.
The girl gets the brunt of it.
Oh. Bull hits the cowboy table. He's
there
picking people
goes.
Up.
First wow. time.
Oh, she got lifted and thrown.
Let's get out of there.
Whoa! It hits her again. They had to change camera angles. He's knocking around the place so much. She got out of that chair fast.
She panicked.
She folded early in cowboy poker. Rodeo poker. Oh, he hits her like...
Look at the dedication on the three guys. They've all been hit, and they're still keeping their hands on the table.
Two of them don't move. Doesn't count. I fell out. Didn't get up. Still my hand on the chair. Oh, man. He hates that woman. That bull is a misogynist.
Last one's a spectacular motorcycle jump.
Okay. It's in some weird green field. Whoa. It's a high ramp. He goes over a house.
Thumbs up a little short.
Oh, he missed. He just clipped the end of a house on a hill and on a bluff. He tried to jump 300 feet.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah. It was miscalculated by about 12 feet. Oh, my goodness. That's a pretty good jump, though. Hey, still, you did pretty good there, considering.
A little more speed.
It's ambitious. Very ambitious. All right, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, Bert's back.
We'll start with this. This one's just called Missed the Contact Lens.
Missed the Contact Lens.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't like eye stuff at all. All right. Oh, he's got blood all over his eye. He's reaching into his eye. Oh, God, no. Oh. He's pulling his eyeball out. Oh. What is he doing?
Was it stuck on the eye?
What is that? Oh, no. Oh, stop it. Go to a doctor.
Oh,
doctor.
It was a worm.
Go to the doctor.
No,
go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. What's
like
he doing?
Like a mite in the ear or something.
Oh. Oh, what is that? Is he going? Is this video not over? Oh, he's going back in his eye again. What is it?
There.
What is that?
I don't know. Looked
like he pulled a worm out of there.
Don't do it again.
No, he's going. He's reaching it again.
Ah! Stop touching your eye.
God. Such clean fingers.
His hands are filthy. Oh, there's a reason you have an infection in your eye. You haven't washed your hands in years. Quit digging around in there. There's people for this. Go to Dr. Schwartz.
He's digging down deep.
Stop touching your eye. I hate eye stuff.
No!
Wash your hands. Go wash your hands. Oh, stop it.
You don't pinch your eye.
I can't do eye stuff.
Oh.
Is his contact dried to his eyeball?
I don't know.
He's trying to pull out. It just puts him.
Blow his eyes out.
Stop it. What is.
Stop it, Bert. Turn it off.
It's only 24 more seconds.
Oh, it's 20. All right. I'll eat it.
Oh, good Christ.
Oh, he keeps pulling on his eye. There's something. Oh, something is so very wrong with this, and he's not going to live.
Make it end. How much longer, Brett? This is the longest 24 seconds ever.
Oh, get a finish to it.
Oh, put in some Visine immediately. Oh.
Visine now? Visine now.
Anything to stop the redness.
Like he just changed the oil on his car before he did this, too.
Take a drill to it.
Oh.
All right.
Is his name Dennis?
We'll play a little capture the flag here.
Oh, I don't want to watch anymore. Give me a second. I have a horrible fear of paper cuts on the eye. And every time I see eye stuff, I start thinking about it, and I can't open my eyes.
I have a fear of greasy, dirty fingers in the eyes.
Yeah, that too. This is easier. All right, this is playing capture the flag.
Oh, I saw this.
Guy walking through a field there, and there's a Palestinian flag out in the middle of the field. He's going to get it. Evidently, something's going to blow up here.
Yeah.
He's got the flag. Oh, it was. It was exactly that. He went out to kick the Palestinian flag
big
over.
Red burst. See
and
that?
There was a...
And we'll just end with a...
Blew him up.
We'll end with a cave diving video.
I know what this is. All right. Oh, my eyes are just on fire right now. I hate you.
Yeah.
Is that a dude? You think a woman could take
the
it?
Elbow.
Up to the bicep. He's in a dude's butt up to the bicep.
Wow. Got biceps in there.
I was right. I know my
He's
body parts.
Be an amputee.
This is the worst physical therapy I've ever been through. You telling me it's diet, Doc? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That guy's arm is all the way
to the bicep. Is it a nub?
My biceps in there, baby.
There is no worse phrase than my biceps in there, baby. You have the word bicep in there and baby, and you make a sentence out of it. It's never going to be good.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. That's
yeah. It's a biceps in there, baby. It's so much easier to watch that than the eyeball thing. Because I know that could happen to my eyeballs. Well, of course, if I went to Dennis's house, I might have a biceps in me, baby.
Go to the ugly sweater party or something. That could happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you wander off, you get confused and end up down by KDKB, and the next thing you know, you got a bicep in your butt.
Is that what I'm going to take you to the bicep.
I don't think anyone's ever said that either, but if they did, you have got problems. We're taking it to the biceps. Unless that's your personal trainer.
Yeah, baby.
You're in trouble. Yeah, the only... Yeah, maybe at the gym. Biceps, baby. But even then, the word baby and biceps, not good. Baby biceps. Pretty awesome band name. Because I can picture the t-shirts. The little infant flexing. He's got guns. Elon Musk is so right. The simulation is broken and over. The fact that eyeball video didn't come with like anything saying this is why he's doing it and why he didn't wash his hands. His hand, like you're right, I just got done. Got 30 weight all over these things. The best time I start digging around in my eyes. Dr. J. Schwartz, teamidoc.com. Put your hands
a little more than Visine.
Put your hands in the sink. Cool. Use some lava soap and keep them out of your eyes. Let Dr. J. Schwartz fix that. If you ever pull on your eyeball and go, geez, there's something stuck, stop doing everything you're doing, call somebody and go to a doctor. I'm a natural. I'm a holistic. No, you're an idiot. Go to a doctor. Christ on a crutch. That was horrible. All right. We're all done. There's your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD. I'm taking a lap.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
I'll never be the same since that eye video. I can watch that dude take a bicep to his colon. I cannot.
Can't watch someone pinch their own eye.
Yeah, I can't watch. Well, I can't watch anything with eye stuff like it. It makes me uncomfortable. I watch zits getting popped, people getting squished by trains. Sure, it bothers me, but nothing like it does the eye.
Those in the hacking videos, I can't watch those.
Oh, I can't. Oh, that's different, though. That's those are just murders.
I try to cut those off.
Yeah. Accidents are one thing, but murders, I can't. Like, that's just bad. There's a thing I wanted to bring up. This new disorder that they're talking about. Oh, by the way, did you guys see Taylor Swift broke another record?
Uh-oh.
She has the top 14 songs in the country right now.
What?
You know what? She broke the record that was top 10. You know who held that? Taylor Swift.
Yeah, broke her own record.
2 years ago, she did it with her last album. Top 14 songs. If Casey Kasem was still alive, the last hour and a half of the show would be Taylor Swift's album.
Wow.
I don't understand it. It's just not that good. But there it is. Top 14 songs in the country, all Taylor Swift songs right now.
I don't know if I've heard a note of any of the songs.
I've heard a couple.
I don't think.
They're not. Again, she's not terrible. She's just not this. Is she, because like we're starting to tap into it, is she the greatest performer in the history of the United States? In all of music, United States or otherwise?
Apparently.
The numbers are starting to add up.
I mean, you know.
This legion of loony, like, cult member status girls that follow Taylor Swift. And again, never once has there been, like, a dude who's just enamored with Taylor Swift. I don't get it. It's all women. Never seen anything like it. Michael Jackson was kids, women,
everybody,
dudes,
really.
Adults, you know,
and then
kids
dudes
again,
and then dudes who wouldn't admit it, and then old people, and then dads who are like, he's gay, but he's talented.
More kids.
My dad used to say that all the time. That was my dad in the 80s, and this is how 80s dads used to talk, though. It was like, for a twink, he's super talented. He'd always throw in the insult, like, for a twink, not bad. I know he's a homo, but he can sing. Like, my dad would always toss out the insult, like the terrible slur, and then let you know that, you know, he's still got, that's why I listen. My dad was basically one of those guys. I recognize talent and also twinkery. He had an eye for all of it. He had radar for gay and ability, which is why he always eyeballed me. Where's the talent? I see the twink. So congratulations to Taylor Swift and all you under 30. I don't even know. Is it 35 and younger women who love her? I guess probably even into their 40s. I'd never met anybody.
Yeah, moms and daughters.
Like, I've never met anybody that's lost it for Taylor Swift outside of my friend's daughter.
Yeah, it's usually daughters.
But that's the thing. Like, it used to be.
Yeah, you're not involved in a lot of moms groups. The Gilbert moms hate you, so
that's true. That's why they're all Taylor Swifties, because they feel like they can achieve her look. I don't get it. She's just fine. But is she the most talented person that's ever wandered the earth? It's starting to add up. 14 in a row, coming in at number 15. The last time we won't hear Taylor Swift. Dear Casey, I've had it with Taylor Swift.
I'm just wondering, you know, like, some of the songs that we play are everywhere from 30 to 40 years old. How will that hold up?
All her stars from now? I don't know.
Well, it'll hold up because in 30 or 40 years, those daughters will be 40. And
My friend's daughter's 24. Flashback. And I remember saying, I'm like, I just don't get it. She just is a basic bitch. And her whole demeanor changed. She's always laughing and smiling. Lauren looked at me and she goes, then I guess I'm a basic bitch. I'm like, huh? I'm a huge Swift fan. And like, it was like a robot, you know, when the robots attack kind of thing, when like Taylor's flips a switch and their eyes all go, Frank Muskell for Taylor. I had insulted Taylor Swift in front of one, and her Swifty defense mechanism went up, and it was over. Uncle John was no longer cool. Then I guess I'm a basic bitch. What happened, Lauren? Swift is your night. Gives my address out. It glows in the sky. 14 songs. I've never seen anything like it. Remember the there's the old Beatles thing where they had the top five songs in the country on the Billboard 100. And everybody lost their minds. And then the Bee Gees did it with the Stayin' Alive album. And it used to be like people got that stuff and framed it. It's like, we'll never see this again. She's done it twice with top 10.
12 and now 14. 14.
It's crazy. Also, there's a sleep disorder. Now, remember restless leg syndrome when it got all the, like, the world in a tizzy a few years ago? And now it's gone again? I remember it was nothing?
Sky Rizzy.
It's like AIDS. It's AIDS. Yeah. It's like AIDS. Is it? Is Sky Rizzy for restless leg?
No.
I don't know what any of that stuff's for. I just know it makes you dance. So, from the beginning of man, just right around when the dinosaurs, when God said, this is dumb, I'm going to do something new. From that point till about 2000, there was no such thing as restless leg syndrome. Then everybody had it. It was a bad thing. It was TV commercials and everything. And then somewhere around, and one of the best stories of all time was about 13 years ago when Megan's mom started to complain to me that she had restless leg syndrome. It was really difficult for her to sleep. And I said, geez, that's rough. She goes, you know, you can inherit it. My mother had it. I'm like, I hate to break it to you. You were adopted. Because she was. And then I had to remind her, you can't pick up inherited illnesses
just by hanging around
from your adoptive mother. And then I haven't heard a thing about restless leg syndrome since. So that all went away. That was gone. It's not a thing. Gone. This new sleep disorder's out. People are worried about it. They're saying nobody's talking about it. I want it.
What? Oh, I saw this.
I want this so bad. You jerk off in your sleep. Yeah, you don't wake up. You just sleep through it, and you tug away, and you wake up in a puddle of your own mess, and you're like, God damn it, I did it again.
What did they call it?
It's sexomnia.
Sexomnia, that's it.
Women are breaking
into... How do
you
get that?
So here's the other thing.
You just go to sleep.
You're hoping it's... Yeah, you go to sleep, yeah. And you're just like, come on, let tonight be the night. Roll these dice. Get you feel your balls a little bit before you go to bed. The problem is women are getting it, and they become night rapists.
What?
Yeah. So ladies with sexomnia... Just go, just start furiously rubbing it, and then just climb on anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anybody. So what, you just got to walk around the quad and hope that somebody nabs you?
And I've been calling, you know, you have the night rapes and stuff. I've been a big fan of that when you got a wife and stuff, and you just wake her, and you go, ah, and you get
see
on top
if the
of
diet catches up.
38-year-old man repeatedly tries to force...
catch it.
This is every 38-year-old man. So this is the worst lie ever. He's 38 years old. He said he repeatedly tries to force his wife to have sex in the middle of the night, but no memory of these actions when he wakes up. He's lying to his wife. She's been fighting it off for years. She doesn't like sex anymore. She's one of those. He's 38. She's miserable with him. She doesn't want to have him touch her. No, get off of me. So he has to pretend he's got a disease. And then he's climbing on her, and it's again, I can't control myself. You got it. And he's got, that's the way he gets sex now.
We just found out she suffers from not tonight syndrome.
Right. She's got the opposite disease. Who will win? Hopefully Dennis doesn't have either of these. Married woman in her mid-20s often tears off her clothes and masturbates furiously and remembers nothing when her partner wakes her. Wakes her? Let her finish. This guy says, for a dozen years, this 31-year-old man masturbates while he's sleeping. Sometimes he's injured his groin.
Jesus.
I want this so bad. Just for the story. Like, why are you limping? You won't believe it. I've developed a horrible case of sexomnia, and I pound myself into submission like I'm trying to make chicken. Embarrassed due to this unconscious behavior, he avoids relationships. Why? That's a great first date story. So, a little something about me. Do telemarketing for the Discover card. I actually am one of the managers. That's why I speak clear English. And also, I masturbate furiously in my sleep and I don't wake up from it, sometimes causing great injury. What do you do? Tell me more about that. Oh, you'll see. If this works out, you'll see. It's pretty weird. There are clinically documented cases now of sleep sex or sexomnia. It's part of a sleep disorder now. They added it in, so it's a real thing, which means there will be a Sky Rizzy for this, and they're just going to make some people take drugs to stop pounding their dicks into the ground while they're going to bed.
Maybe they'll modify it. Like, I have to wear a C-jack now. It blocks you from jacking.
Hands are all up in the casts. God damn it. This keeps me from beating my balls into the ground.
Good night.
Yeah, see ya. Will you put the mask over my face also for my stopping heart?
And this guy, he's got CPAP and a C-jack.
Now, I've had this for years, except for I'm not sleeping. I just, furiously.
That's a sleep aid.
Yeah. It helps me get to sleep so I don't end up doing this. It may seem people are just acting out dreams. Many parasomnias occur when the brain is in a dream state. But Dr. Carlos Schneck, a professor at senior staff psychiatrist at the Hennepin County Medical Center in Minnesota, says these are disorders of arousal. They often occur during the slowest, deepest stage of sleep called Delta. It's an alarm or trigger that goes off in the central nervous system, and you go from your basement to your roof in no time flat. I don't even know what he's talking about. As a doctor, these are not doctor words. Your cognition is deeply asleep, and you're not with the program, but your body's activated. That's dangerous, because then you can start walking around, running around, touching yourself.
Dangerous.
This is first and foremost, again, I go back to Brady yesterday when the Bible started, and I believe that even things happened before that. To today has never been a thing. Never once in the Bible does it say, also that one guy, Therid, wandered around sleepjacking all the time, and his wife had a...
Woe to thee.
she was a sleep rubber.
By the way, restless leg syndrome, as of April 27th, 2023, affects up to 10% of people in the U.S. Anyone can get it.
Yeah.
It's more common in women.
Yeah, because they like to complain about dumb stuff. It's not a thing. You weren't sleeping good and you move around a lot at night. Women love being sick. They love it.
You tell
them they got something, they love it. Brett was married to a woman who and she had it. Like, she got real sick all the time. You suggest it. I think it's just psychosomatic. You tell them there's a new disease, they'll have it.
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
Let's feel that way.
We've been alive forever. Oh, it's because I go to the doctor all the time. Doctors aren't dumb. They're like, Jesus, she's coming back. Tell her she's got something. Let's make this. She's a customer now. They might as well give them punch cards like it's a car wash. But definitely there's instant. That's why dudes are cooler. We don't go to the doctor for everything.
No.
You never see a woman tugging on her eyeball trying to fix it.
I got this.
I've gone to the doctor. I've got a little tiny bump on my shoulder. It's a lipoma. I know what it is. I watched Dr. Pimple Popper. It's small, but it'll grow.
Gotta make sure you get sacked, John.
I told the doctor, I'm like, I've got this thing on my shoulder, and he taps at it, and he goes, could be cancer. It is not cancer. I know what this is. Well, I'm not saying it is, but it could be. Like, anything could be. I'm done. I'm done talking to you. It's my advice medically to tell everybody out there. If it doesn't hurt, you're fine. That's when you go to the doctor. Regular checkups to tell you you're okay should be free. If you go to
they are on our insurance.
If I go to the auto dealer with my Jeep and I'm like, nothing's wrong with it, but see if you can find anything. You think that guy's not going to find something?
Yeah. We'll plug it in.
Yeah, well, let's see. Oh, no, you need a new transmission. No kidding. Felt like everything was just running along real smooth, but turns out we trust doctors way too much to tell us something's wrong when they convinced us to go to them when we're okay. You feel good? You should come see me. Why? Let's just see about all that. And then you get 14 different appointments to go to, and they come up with stuff like...
It becomes, since you're so Sue friendly.
Of course.
It's Test City.
I love doctors.
CYA.
Don't get me wrong. I love doctors. But I also understand it's a business. And if I had a customer that was fine and kept showing up and giving me $100 every time they showed up for me to go, you're doing great. If I went down to the car dealership and said, I don't think anything's wrong with it, and they looked at it and they said, you were right. Okay. They're not charging me. Those guys are like, we're going to charge you for this. We didn't do anything. Doctors, though, nope, that's a bill. You took up some of my time, and that's precious. It could have been women I was diagnosing with sexsomnia. Here's the other one that was a complete lie that's falling under sexsomnia. A woman would fondle her husband during the night. Doesn't sound so bad, right? Sexsomnia is not a disease. They'd engage in sex, and then she would become conscious and accuse her husband of doing things against her will. That's why you always make her get on top.
Jeez.
She also, and here's where the real rub is, here's where she's trying to get away with something. She would masturbate in her sleep and call out other men's names.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
She's a whore in her sleep. She's a sleep whore. Mm-hmm. That's the real disorder. Including that of a male coworker leading her husband to believe she was having an affair with him and caused a lot of problems at her work. How'd you like to be that guy sitting at your cubicle one day and some dude busts down your door? Hey, why is my wife screaming your name in the middle of the night while she masturbates? I don't know, but thanks. I appreciate that. Awesome information. Turns out, she finds me super duper attractive. She can't control herself. This is the best news I've ever gotten. But the doctors are trying to tell you they need a thing. A woman refused to believe her husband's descriptions of her behavior. This is where it gets really weird. She was seeking professional treatment in 2015 because her 9-year-old son heard her moaning while she was asleep and wandered in and watched mom just tug away on the bean for a little bit.
They got a picture of her?
You imagine if Bunny had the sleep somnia, sex somnia.
What is that noise in your mommy? Yeah. Mommy, I'm hungry. Grilled cheese. I'm hungry. Are you all right? I'm coming in. You're up to the biceps. Baby, Dad, can you feel that?
Kids, stop and move a train, boy. Go to bed. Yes, her 9-year-old caught her masturbating. She pretended that she can't control it, sleep. And she said, that was terrible. It's really disconcerting. And then the doctor says, patients, they have to have total amnesia. That's the problem here. Their partner has to tell them, why did you do this? Would you ever get mad at your significant other for rolling over and having vigorous sex with you? And then she goes, Michael. I'm like, I don't care. That was awesome. Thank you. Who's Michael? I love that guy.
Call me whatever you want. I'm almost done.
Yeah. Michael wasn't here, but I'm glad I could be Michael's proxy for the last 8 or 9 minutes of your zombie-like sex nonsense. This was incredible.
Yo, Dale. Dale from the cubicle 3 down. I can't stop thinking of Dale.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell Dale tomorrow at work that I said thanks.
What happened? Why am I so achy down there?
I don't know. I wouldn't tell her anything. You keep waking up, banging me, and going right back to sleep without any, like, guff or cuddling? Forget
it. I've got a healthy prostate.
This is fantastic. Hey, wakes up, calls me Trevor. I don't give a flying It's been the best part of our marriage so far. I don't have to do a thing, no talking. I don't buy her dinner. She just rolls over. She's got these dead eyes. It's pretty awesome. I want sex. What man in this room doesn't want sexsomnia? It's multitasking. Yeah, Toledo kind of looked at Bray like, probably him. If I had to pick. We were all thinking, all right, there is one guy who probably thinks it's awful.
I've had it for years.
You sleep jerk?
I don't remember, but
with that CPAP, if it may put them on.
You wake up with a puddle of your own muck.
What happened again?
Is that what? Maybe that's what you were doing instead of peeing the bed until you were like 20.
Oh.
I don't know. It was a long time.
Wait a minute. You're saying Puffy wasn't a piss pillow?
No.
Oh.
His name was Cuffy, and he was the.
Where's Cuffy the? Pillow.
It's Puffy, and stop calling your pillow that.
I think you're turning Dennis on. He's going to...
Dennis's pillow sack over my head is going to be awful. Anyway, sexsomnia. First off, it's not real. B, you're going to get pills for it because you're all going to go to the doctor.
I think I've got that.
I don't have it, but is there any sort of way I can catch that? Is there a food I could eat? Do I have to have, you know, sex with an intravenous drug user like in the olden days to catch things? How do you catch this sleep disorder that up until last Tuesday didn't exist? It's a sleep order for liars and women who got caught by their 9-year-olds.
Cheating horse.
Furiously rubbing their beans. Yeah, right. Liars. I don't know why I masturbate and call out Miranda's name, honey. It's I think I have a disease. What woman buys that? I'm going to go to the doctor now.
Well, I do believe everything the doctor says.
All right, Doc, I'm going to need your help here. If I give you $5,000, will you make up a disease and tell my wife that I scream Miranda's name because I can't help it?
You got it.
You've got it.
The other dentist is happy the speed buggy didn't have it. Man.
That's right. Nothing worse. Well, I bet you that's what that kid walked in on, too. His mom's in there just firing away on that thing. And then he hears the horrible
speed buggy.
That's me.
Speed buggy.
Mommy.
That's me.
What is that noise? Oh, God. What am I seeing? Sprinklers on. Oh, God. I feel like I'm at a Gallagher show, and I realize I'm not old enough to know who that is, but it's a good reference.
Anyway, sexsomnia. If some of you have it, I'm so sorry for your recent diagnosis. I'm sure the Phoenix Children's Hospital didn't take care of all of you. We're so stupid. Don't even get me started on lactose. I'm not even buying that. You had too much food. That's the problem. We've got too much stuff to eat, and we made it a disease to be full. Oh, my stomach hurts. Well, you think it's from the 45 pounds of nacho cheese you ate? No. My body doesn't react well to dairy. Nobody's body reacts well to a helmet of dairy. I got lactose issues. Yeah, I watched you. I watched you eat 14 gallons of lactose. Starving people do not have these issues. It's been said for years. Drop a bunch of milk and eggs and cheese and all of a sudden have them make omelets and have glasses of milk over there in Sudan and watch half of them go, oh, I don't do well with dairy. They're going to crush some dairy. We made it up over here because we get so full all the time. I'm full. That must be a disease. I ate too much. Can't possibly be because of me. Must be the way my body reacts to the 96-ouncer that got me that free meal.
I suffer from full disease.
You have, yeah.
Constantly full.
You can't be unfilled. Brady is full all the time. It's an illness. He can't help this. You got to load up the barrel,
man. Satisfying illness, but
if the barrel's empty, he feels sick. You got to fill the barrel. There's something wrong. You need to go to the doctor. Any woman will tell you. Sleep somnia. Wait for the commercials where an Indian and probably a Mexican guy. Two dudes kissing, talking about sleep somnia. Have you injured your groin pounding your balls into submission in your sleep?
How did you stop? Well, I wore sandpaper gloves.
And now I wear pound ifria. I take a pound ifria every morning. 1 pound ifria keeps me from smashing my dick into my pelvis while I sleep against... If you're not waking up from that...
Whack Rizzy.
Yeah, they got the competing... Poundifria causes all sorts of side effects. Wank Rizzy, however, dancing by a fountain. I don't beat off at night anymore.
Yank Tarvia.
How about you just jerk it before you go to sleep like a decent person, and you'll get good sleep.
Yeah, does that make it make sense? Maybe it goes away.
Turn it into the flaccid, useless piece of meat that I do every night before bed, and then you don't have this problem.
Just in case.
And what kind of decent human being, because sometimes I wake up with just an absolute piece of rebar, and I look at it, I'm like, nice, too tired, go to bed, you are just going to, I'm going to dry hump the mattress for a few minutes, and I'm going to fall right back to sleep.
Wactivia. Before, I used to have bruises all over my thighs. Now, thanks to Wactivia, my kids don't watch me fist my honey hole in a rag.
Side effects, carpal tunnel.
Activia.
John, buy one of those robots you guys were talking about. You won't have
exactly. Sexsomnia. That's right. Set up one of those, I got one at my house. It's the Bobs for boxing. Just a half a torso with no arms and a head. Feels like you're punching a real guy. Just get one of those things for your sexsomnia and just have at it and then hose them out in the morning.
My ex had the sexsomnia disorder, too. Lies. Even managed to push out our love child in her sleep. Signed Nathan Sutherland. Oh.
She had a lifetime case of sexsomnia. Sutherland always popping in when I least expect it. Anyway. Well, you just got Bill Cosby out of jail, I'll tell you that.
What had happened was the girls had the sex somnia, and then they woke up all covered in puddles. That's not my fault. I didn't do it.
So my wife complains so much she could have Ebola right now, and I wouldn't even say anything because I'm like, no, that's all in your head.
Andrea says, this happened to me. My husband and I woke up in the middle of the night having sex, and neither of us were awake when it started. It was crazy. It's only happened once, though, so I guess it's not a condition. Your husband was wide awake. I will tell you right now, Andrea, he was lying.
I was asleep too, baby. I don't know how this happened. And getting you in that position was probably really difficult.
Yeah. Well, you mean you were asleep too?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's crazy.
I agree. Hope it doesn't happen again. So scary. I think we might have illnesses.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not just a bunch of bullshit?
No, it was real for both of us.
If you ever are having sex and your husband goes, well, huh? He's lying. He's a liar and he's messing with your brain. You wake if you wake her up and she seems mad and he starts going, what's going on? Like he's waking up too. You were getting attacked. Andrea. Not a condition because he's trying to do it and you got upset. This guy says it's been around for years. That's why they call it the stroke of midnight. It's kind of a good one. Anyway, sexomnia. Not real. Another one. Just keep making them up. Keep sending us to doctors.
More pills.
Meanwhile, studies of if you live too close to the freeway, your heart might suffer by 3%. Okay, knock it off. And doctors, I'm on to something with that. If I come to you and I tell you right off the bat, nothing wrong with me. I'm just here for a checkup. And you check me up and I was right, no charge. Your time is not that important. Ever. It's decent. All right. It's okay to get checkups. Especially if there's something already wrong with you. And go get tested over and over again. But if you feel, Brett, you feel fine. Yeah. You're not going to the doctor today to have him tell you there's something wrong. Same thing. My car's running like a top. I'm not going over to Bill Luke and dropping it off. Just going, hey, look for something horrible in here and charge me for it.
Run a bunch of tests on this.
Yeah, run a load of tests and come back with a bill. Do you mind? No, we'll do that for you, sir. That's diligence. You're proactive. I'm an idiot is what I am. If the car's sputtering around and I'm barely making it.
Proactive. Is that a cream?
It is now. Use it for dry sexomnia so you don't have chafing.
New proactive.
Yeah, and I highly recommend as a doctor that you load your hands with KY jelly before bed.
They're saying they'll prescribe night lube.
Yeah, we got to have
it. Just in case you're not over it yet.
Cover you in a gelatinous glop. And that way, if you start beating, at least it's nice and slippery.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. We were both asleep and this happened.
I can't believe it.
Me neither. We should at least finish though, right?
I guess. What a crazy night. Well, I'll tell the local radio show.
Since you're here and I'm here. I mean, we might as well just make it. I still can't believe it happened.
And Andrea fires that over to us.
That happened to my husband and I.
Your husband lied to you. You were giving him some guff. He didn't want to jerk off, but he also thought to himself, I really don't need to try and please her. I think I'll just stick it in there and see how long I can get away with it.
Huh, what?
It didn't happen again, though.
Isn't that true, John? He was snoring.
Oh, yeah. That's a...
Wake up! You're doing horrible things in your sleep.
What? I can't believe it. I'm a monster.
John, will you voice...
To the bicep, baby. I don't know why. I'm elbows deep in my wife. And Doc, you got to help me.
John, will you be the voice for the new commercial of whatever pharmaceutical comes out of this?
Oh,
I can see the opening line now. Do you wake up asleep?
It would just be a... Andrea emails back. Whoa. I wasn't upset. It was pretty good. I'm just saying. Neither of you were asleep then. You were having sex. You were just drowsy or drunk. and everybody.
I didn't remember anything, although I remembered it was pretty good.
Yeah, I remember how awesome it was. Me too, baby. I think I dreamt how great it was.
John, you're right. There's been a few times I've woken up groping and dry humping my wife.
Yeah.
She'd wake up about the same time, but she was responsive. She didn't have some disease.
Right. It's not a disease. This guy says, I felt fine. I never went to the doctor. And then I got pneumonia. And I went to the hospital with pneumonia. And they told me I had blood cancer. Well, that's how you find out. You didn't feel good and you went to the doctor. You weren't going to go to the doctor and go, check out my blood.
It's just pneumonia. I'm not
going in. I'm not going in for that. That's stupid. That's stupid. Jesus, there's so much blood coming out of my mouth. I don't know what to do. Yeah, you get pneumonia. You go to the doctor. That's when you go. You hack. Your nose starts bleeding. You look at your hand and there's blood on it. That's what movies have taught us. When you cough in your hand, there's blood. You got cancer. Has anyone ever watched a movie?
Yeah, Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. That's how he got it. He looked in it was his hanky, right? Yep. He looked at it and he hit it. And then his son was like, what's that? You got movie cancer. Ladies, I don't know if girl cancer happens that same way when you sneeze downstairs and you look and there's a movie cancer in your underpants?
Oof.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But until that happens, you just, you know, coast through life feeling good. Jesus, think the last thing Brady wants to do is go to a doctor? The guy's just going to take him apart. You got this, you got that, you got this. But it feels great. You probably shouldn't have come here then.
You're right.
And strap that thing in your head, Darth Vader, and put these casts on your hands and stop jerking off in the middle of the night, weirdo.
Wait a minute. My wife rubs it in her sleep, too. Does that mean she's actually not sleeping and is just bored with me?
No, everybody touches their stuff in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But if you're like going to completion and then you're like, and you just, you know, Bellagio'd the wall. Such garbage. We're so full of it. Anyway, sorry. I've gone on and on and on about sleepsomnia, but I'm so sorry with those of you affected. I can't wait for your commercials. It was on my feed 2 days ago, and I've seen it every day since. Like, they're pushing it for some reason. They must have new pills that make it so you're flaccid at night. Isn't it saltpeter? Don't they just give you that in the Navy?
Wait,
remember when Navy guys used to have to eat saltpeter so they wouldn't get hard-ons and bang each other anymore?
Like regularly or like once?
Way back in the day, that was the joke of saltpeter, right?
Really?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, but you ingest it? I don't know. Or do you put it on the unit?
I have no idea what it is. I just know that it was a Navy joke. So those guys could keep their hands off each other on those long, long nights. Anyway.
Especially in that underwater tube.
Oh, in the subs? Yeah. So phallic. How could you not? You're just basically inside a big metal dick in the ocean. It's like, anyway, we got the hot releases coming up. Oh, not that. Hot releases right around the corner. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird.
98.
It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself? He's evil?
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98. UPD.
Tuesday morning. Cruising through. And that means it's time for the hot releases. And the hot releases are, of course, brought to you by our friends over at newacunit.com. Summer's here. It's official. It's going to start happening more and more. You're going to start realizing your air conditioner's on. And if you've got an air conditioner that just doesn't work, like we were talking about going to the doctor. If you got an air conditioner that's 3-4 years old and just swimming, I'm not talking to you. You people out there, fingers crossed, sitting there wondering, is this the summer it all goes to crap? Don't find out the hard way. It's not as bad as you think. The olden days, they used to have people come to your house, do bids. When I did my rental property, the new AC, I got one bid for $18,000. The next one was $12,000. I'm like, how can two things be so different? I ended up spending $7,000.
Were they building on a refrigeration room over there so you can store kegs and stuff?
I think it came with four Eskimos and some Otter Pops. I'm not sure exactly how cold they were going to make the place. For $18,000, but newacunit.com, I just taken the first bid, $11,000 difference. It's insanity. I went back, I was looking through all the bills the other day, and I'm like, actually, it was more than I thought it was. They will save you money. They got a better system. It's a three-step online process. You go there. If you're thinking about doing it, do it now. They still haven't done actually expected to be done by now to raise those rates on how they're building these things. So it's getting closer and closer. All sorts of new government stuff is going into how they build air conditioners, and it's going to get more expensive. So do it now before they regulate.
That variable speed AC is...
You got that?
Amazing.
All right. Yeah. And plus, yeah, I'm saving money on bills and stuff, yeah. All the new AC stuff. NewACUnit.com. Save thousands, save time. Buy online. NewACUnit.com. What do you got there? Brett's first. Go.
I don't have my N-word or F-word song yet.
But we'll what? Start. We'll go with that at the end. We'll go to you, Toledo, and then back for the big game.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
All right, we're just going to start with this one because you're not going to care about anything after this.
Is it Dua Lipa's
new album? Dua Lipa's new album hits stores on Friday.
It does?
Yep.
This is Illusion.
Yes.
She's hosting SNL this weekend. I've been known to put my lover on a pedestal.
In the end, those things just don't last. Fast
No. She's in great shape.
Yeah, that outfit she does.
Lean muscle mass is what she's got. She's a lean woman. Good hips. Nice bubble. Just in great shape. She looks really tall. I'm not sure if she is or not. Another hit for Dua Lipa.
I'm going to come back because I know we're going to play this whole song, so...
Shut up, Brett. I'm busy. I got sleep somnia. That's no fastback. Did you see that from the side?
The first shot looked
now
like
stop.
It.
She was climbing stairs. The muscles were working.
There's twinks in the video, though.
A lot of twinks. You're going to find some twinks around. I'm not going to lie about that.
Platform is full of.
Yeah. She still can't dance either. She's a terrible dancer.
They don't make her. Most of the time.
No, they make her do weird. Yeah, she's not very good.
I think with all them twinks around, she'd learn how to dance.
That Vegas show, I went up there to see her in Vegas, and I stood next to a 12-year-old and her dad, and the dad thought I was there for the same reasons he was, that I was with someone else. But four songs in, I'm screaming every word at the top of my lungs, and not only was the dad staring at me, but the daughter was like, what's wrong with that old mailman? Like, this, I had my stupid shorts. I look like a mailman. Oh! It's a great song, too. Nice pop song. Good work.
All right.
The Lipa.
Your boys, P.O.D., they drop a new album on Friday.
Know your place, bro.
This is Lies We Tell Ourselves.
No, yeah, Lies You Tell Yourself. Like
I'm sure I'm aware of my place right here, right now.
Bury the Darkness is going to open for them.
Everybody knows what's see if they show the drummer.
See if they even show him. He's just a touring drummer. And I like P.O.D.
I do too, actually.
I'm fine with them.
Three of the four guys are cool.
Yeah, I don't know why that guy wanted to fight so bad.
No drummer.
They're not showing a drummer. Yeah. Are they? They're not even a drum.
Maybe that's why
setup.
He was pissed.
Where did you get the video? I guess he knows his place, which is off camera. I was just tuning in. For some reason, the drummer of POD wanted to fight with me.
The touring drummer.
Yeah,
right. He's not even...
The current hired help.
Yeah. Sia's got a new one hit, and this is I Forgive You.
She covers up most of that face, and when you've seen her face, you realize why.
Oh, really?
What a voice.
Oh, her voice is magic. This sounds like me practicing piano.
Jump in, Brent.
Gonna make me kill myself. If you've got sexomnia, listen to this because it's gonna put you to sleep. That voice, man. She's got a great voice. Even that terrible song, I wanted to hear some more.
Speaking of which, here's Jessica Pratt.
Who did? All right, buddy.
This is Life Is.
The Dave transition.
I didn't say that.
Morning horror. I was going to say, are we supposed to know who this is?
No.
He's the morning horror.
All right, buddy. Hey, I got a vagina now. Yikes. I'm the morning mayor ass.
Well, that's as bad as his show.
More sex on me.
Is she trapped in a can? Is she a genie? What is this? I feel like I'm on one of those Campbell's soup telephones.
like it.
Not missing much here.
Dreadful. Wow.
John Carpenter, he's releasing a Lost Themes album, so I think it's just a bunch of his instrumental stuff. But this is with Cody Carpenter and Daniel Davies.
That's a movie guy?
Yeah.
Is that his son, Cody?
I believe so. Because I think he did all the movie soundtracks for, like, you know, Halloween and all those.
He did?
Yeah.
Who is film noir?
Yeah, the Halloween theme is him. He made that.
This is for music for Dennis when he's trying to get me with it.
You're going
to
hear this in the morning. When he's taking Brady by mistake.
Oh my God, the guy's stealing Brady.
You'll still see him.
He thinks we're the same guy. Help!
No, he doesn't. Yeah, this is definitely stalking.
Oh yeah.
If you've got somebody that broke up with you and you're driving by their house, play this. All right, that's enough of that. That's scary.
Nah, that's about it. I'm not going to even play the last one. So.
Nothing else? Can we get a little more Dua Lipa there?
No Hannah Vu?
Nah, that's not worth it. Dua?
Yeah, fast forward to the... Is there anything else? Any other videos or anything?
Let's look.
Come on, Brett.
Illusion.
Illusion's a good one.
Training season is
Training season visual.
Training season is kind of a funny video because she tries to dance in that, too. I admit that she can't. Oh, wait, this is different. I haven't seen this.
This is just a visualizer. It's only like 15 seconds.
I don't even know what that is, but oh, it's a lot of fast clips.
John, you can't give anyone crap for liking country music if you like twink music like Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah, I'm gay because of Dua Lipa. Exactly, you're right.
Hot chicks.
Yeah, you jerk off the Jelly Roll. I'll be busy being gay over here with her.
Hang on, give me a second. We got to get through the damn commercial.
You're gay. You're a dude who thinks Dua Lipa's good. Yep. I like Eric Church. Yep, I'm gay.
Hey.
This is training season.
Hey, beautiful.
Let's just get to her.
Click it. There you go. I haven't seen this one yet. Scooch this up, too. All of her clothes. This is dumb.
What's she doing in clothes?
Putting jeans and a jacket for. I can...
She's on that black.com site.
Yeah.
There's a lot, man, look at that.
Black guys. Well, he's not wrong.
No, look.
Like 20 black guys. She's divided by race. She's got... They're all outside and they're not allowed to touch
That's
her.
That's a rainbow coalition for Dua.
It does look a little like black.com there. There's a bunch of black guys outside and a bunch of white guys inside. Yeah.
All right. Oh, that little squeak. God.
Anyway, right, next. So,
there you go. All right. It's Toledo's turn.
No, it's Toledo's turn. I'm sorry. I was busy.
Hot release.
By the way, I just got a text from Sean Phils. Brett, when you're talking about Dua Lipa, why don't you shut your whore mouth and let John talk? Yeah, he's right. Fastback. Climbing the stairs. She's in shape. She's long. She's lean.
Out today on PS5. It's been out on Xbox for a little while, but the PS5 version of Sea of Thieves is out today.
Okay.
Just pirate game. Oh, I thought it was exclusive to the Xbox, but now it's out on PS5.
Oh. Greatest song ever. Who sang this? The Hive?
Now this is what I like to see. A grand adventure and a great big pile of treasure.
This looks kind of fun. It's cartoony.
Alright, on FX and then on Hulu is a new series with Elizabeth Moss called The Veil. And
it's also on Hulu?
Yeah, Hulu the next day.
Oh.
It's a thriller series about a pair of women engaged in a global trotting game of cat and mouse. One woman has a secret, the other a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost.
Imogen Salter. It's one agent trying to stop another agent from letting us know something important.
Comparing it, some of the reviews are calling it a more dynamic Thelma and Louise.
Wow. They keep trying to make Elizabeth Moss hot.
Yeah.
And she's not. She's got a great body. I remember in Mad Men, they kept, like, dudes were falling all over themselves for her. And I'm like, I don't get it. Russian. All right.
All right.
That's called The Veil?
The Veil. On Netflix this week, A Man in Full, I believe this debuts Charlie on Cooper. Friday. New one with Jeff Daniels.
He's the biggest hero of real estate in Atlanta. The problem is he's going bankrupt.
Another story about wealthy men plummeting from grace.
Mr. Croker.
David E. Kelly adapts Tom Wolfe's novel about Atlanta real estate mogul going bankrupt into a limited series.
It was a real story?
Yeah. Jeff Daniels adopts a southern twang as Charlie Croker, whose imminent downfall stokes a feeding frenzy for his crumbs while Croker hisses at them to stay away while he attempts to rebuild.
Oops, there's cursing. That's right. I'm going. All right. Interesting. America loves watching rich men fall apart.
They do. And then this one, I think you guys have probably seen this on Netflix, Jerry Seinfeld directorial debut called Unfrosted.
2-1
What's the deal with Pop-Tarts?
What?
Seems to make it like big-budget version of history's excellent The Food That Built America.
Oh.
Focusing on the competition between Kelogg's and Post to create a new breakfast product in the 60s.
Oh, he loves cereal.
The giants of the cereal world were Kelogg's and Post.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable...
It's the invention of the Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
Yeah. You think?
Fast forward to the good parts like John does the Dua Lipa. Where's the jerk section?
Start frosting them.
Oh, the frosting them part. You ain't getting that with your fastback.
On HBO Max, Hacks Season 3 is out with, what's your name, Gene? I don't remember.
Who is it?
Hacks on HBO Max. On
top. Oh, that's the lady from Designing Women. Yeah. She's great. She was in season 2 or 3 of Fargo.
She's a comedian, right, or something?
And this? I don't know.
Deborah's here.
You're here?
She hired new writers.
You know what? She hired 2, which is actually a compliment, isn't it? She had to replace you with 2 people. Wow.
I'm not ready to see her. Can you hold the door?
Jean Smart is her name. Yeah. Interesting. So she's just like a Carol Burnett type, and then...
She's a comedy diva, and her writer have parted ways.
I see.
She's writing high after the success of her stand-up special, while Ava, her assistant, is chasing new opportunities in L.A.
Nah.
So season 3.
Girl show.
Season 3, yeah.
We all know it's not possible, because that's like a really successful older female comedian. Nobody thinks those are good. They don't last.
This is a... This is a new movie on HBO Max called Turtles All the Way Down. No, it is not Ninja Turtles. It's the latest adaptation of John Green novel by the same name. It follows the life of 17-year-old Aza Holmes, who is trying her best to keep it together. She struggled with obsessive compulsive disorder, but new challenges arise when she reconnects with her childhood crush.
Girl angst.
What are you thinking? This water has to be like 50% urine. That's the good half. Sorry.
Okay, enough. Can we get...
How about Selena Gomez? She's got a new series on Food Network called Selena Plus Restaurant.
It's Selena eating.
And cooking, I believe.
Okay, enough. Next.
With famous chefs.
There's no reason to watch Selena Gomez eat.
Bet she has Guy
like
Fieri
on
there.
Yeah. Jack McBrayer.
Oh, probably.
Jack McBrayer hosts a new show on HGTV, Zillow Gone Wild. It started on Instagram from an Instagram account that would post it, and they actually made it into a show. There's no trailer yet for it, but it debuts on Friday.
So he just goes into Zillow homes?
The like really whacked out Zillow.
Oh, okay.
It says tours some of America's wackiest and wildest homes that have recently been on the real estate market, sharing their history while learning more about the sellers and buyers who call these wonderfully quirky abodes home.
Hmm. Kenneth Parcell from 30 Rock is the host. All right.
And then on Prime Video, The Idea of You is a new movie out with Anne Hathaway.
Coachella.
Based on the acclaimed contemporary love story of the same name.
She bangs her son's friend at Coachella, right?
Yeah. I'm in the band. We're performing on the main stage.
August Moon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's the band.
Tonight, I feel a little inspired. This one's called Coachella.
No, okay. This movie is going to be considered sexy by 40-plus-year-old women, and should. So give us, in a couple of weeks, when Miller's Girl comes out with Jenna Ortega and
you remember me, but
Martin Freeman.
Oh, that's right.
He's 50-something years old. She's 18, and she seduces him as a teacher, and they're calling it the creepiest movie ever made. And meanwhile, I'm watching Anne Hathaway bang a 19-year-old. Same thing.
This is from my friend Sarah.
But it's a dream.
Unclose me.
What do you feel when you look at it?
Everything.
So a kid bangs Anne Hathaway, and it's a woman's dream.
Yep.
Martin Freeman bangs Jenna Ortega, and he's a diseased pig. And even they're even saying that Martin Freeman should be in trouble for filming the scenes. They're giving him guff about it. Like, you shouldn't have even filmed those. They should have had a younger man dressed as you doing. He's like, she's 18. He's the whole point of the movie is the inappropriate age gap. Gross. Like, right. You did this for that. Like, maybe. When's the next time you're 55 and you get to make out with Jenna Ortega? It's like, I'll take that check. It's work. It's work, honey. All right, Bert.
All right.
N-word or F-word. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Did Brady win again last week?
He did.
Yeah.
Three weeks in a row. Who you got?
This is Tupac. Can't see me.
Ooh.
He goes both ways with that word. So
what?
Either one.
I'm going angry N-word.
Angry N-word from them. I'll say just straight up. Ooh. Playful N-word.
Okay.
Playful.
Got to go any form of the F-word then.
All right. Here we go.
You might have it in this one.
Here we go. Huh?
It's George Clinton in there.
That is. Yeah.
Give me my money and stacks and lace my bitches with dollar figures. Real niggas fingers. Oh.
Shazam!
Yeah,
yes.
More upbeat.
That was a very upbeat N-word. Thank you, Tupac.
Brady's going to dispute it.
No, he said real N-word. Like, that was,
they're real.
That was supportive. That wasn't mean. It's 9:37 because he wouldn't say that, assuming that he's out of that group. He's including
fake.
He's,
maybe a
debate. Right? Yeah, yeah. You say that's mean. That's a mean one.
Well, here's the lyrics.
Yeah, he's talking about he and his friends is how that translates.
Fingers on nickel plated nine.
That's right. He's basically saying we, this group of real friends.
Well, I didn't want to dispute, so I pulled the lyrics up.
You are my friend. There you go. Those are your hot releases. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
KUPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
I just got an email from a guy named BW who watched the Miller's Girl movie this morning, in fact. I don't know how you, that's just not how I'm built. Just pop up and watch a movie. I just, I can't do it. First thing in the morning movie, but he watched it today and said, this is his official review of Jenna Ortega and Martin Freeman's, essentially, it's just Don't Stand So Close to Me, the movie. And Nabokov's, what was that, the Nabokov book, what that, Lolita, is that what that's called?
By Nabokov, I don't remember.
Says, I just watched the movie on Netflix. Don't waste your time. There's zero nudity. It's not very believable. Martin Freeman is very good, but not just for this. So he went into that looking for more than even I did. He looked for, like, nudity. He wanted groping scenes between Martin Freeman and Jenna Ortega. I know they kiss. I was only into it for the discomfort of the entire teacher-student thing. I knew a girl years and years ago who looked like a little like Jenna Ortega, and she was boning a teacher, and he gave her an engagement ring.
Oh, jeez.
He was 51, and she was 18, and she was in his classes at, I think it was Mesa. I can't remember what high school it was, but they were getting married. She was in. She was all in. Ugh. But, I mean, and there's something so very wrong with her for wanting to be with a teacher. I don't care how old he is. That's ridiculous. Why would someone want to love a teacher? A male teacher. A girl teacher, that's it. Pretty crazy. It's Brandon Love. He's a teacher. No one wants to date Brandon.
Don't tell him that.
That's why he's always, you know, showing up alone. Not by choice. It's that teacher thing. Sorry, Brandon. We're giving him grief. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to entertain you. It's the Entertainment Drill brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com. A quick reminder once again, easier than ever to get involved and get your team building exercise at your work. It's a great way to get work people together. I had a couple people, Hopkins guys, talking about doing it. Somebody down the road at some business up here, something dynamic, they emailed me and said, what do we do if like 10 of us want to do this? Basically what he was telling me was we think we have an office weirdo. And everybody does. You can't help it. Now, he may not be a severe office weirdo, but every office has a weirdo. There's a ranking system of the normal people and then the weirdest one. If you've got like 20 awesome people and one guy less awesome, he's just the office weirdo. He may not be a societal nut job, but you got to identify him. If you think you got one that might be societally nutty and you want your office to be prepared, there's no better place to go than reactdefense.com. They'll sign you up right away. You get your seminars. You can do the private thing, too, for just your corporate group, and you bring them together. It's a great way to get everybody on the same team at work, too, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. They'll put you through the paces. You'll crawl, walk, run right into a new you, and it's a cool version of you. Trust me, nothing on this makes you feel less than. It's all growth. Every single time you go, you walk away going, that's new. I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I could do it that well. And I also didn't know that that's something I should be doing. It all exists right there, and it's in front of you at reactdefense.com. $199 for a month of training, plus you get the seminar coming up in June. They'll throw that in. That's the special right now for the weapons defense. Easy peasy. Reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black Brady Entertainment.
Patrick Mahomes appeared on WWE Monday Night Raw last night.
Waka waka.
He actually
just like Fozzie.
The three Super Bowl rings he has to Logan Paul.
Ooh.
So he could clock somebody with him, but he ended up punching the wrong guy.
Oops.
Logan was helping a team, a tag team group called Judgment Day. They wanted to put a beat down on a wrestler named Jey Uso.
So it's like Dennis with you and I. We're so similarly shaped that he didn't know who to punch. Logan Paul just swung at the closest guy.
No, it was the classic WWE move. The guy was going to punch. He moves aside.
Oh.
The guy holding him gets punched.
Swung through it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that. With Patrick Mahomes rings on. So the guy's dead.
He got back up.
Those are brass knuckles. Yeah. Somebody hits you with three Super Bowl rings on, face, you know, with the power of a... And you didn't expect it, and there's no defense, your skull shattered.
There's going to be some nice prints, too.
Your skull shattered. You're dead. You're done. Your sinus cavity just caved in. There's parts outside touching that big hole. You ever seen a skull? That middle of your face is empty. It's just straight to the brain.
Sources now say Britney Spears is going off the rails again.
Again?
Dude, she's spending a lot of money. Even though her last net worth was like $60 million.
She's trying to blow through it?
Yeah. So this Hollywood psychologist who's not treated Britney, his diagnosis is Britney needs to be back under a conservatorship.
Does anyone listen to this show ever? What was I saying when they were trying to take her off there? There's a reason she's on one. Her family saw it, and everybody was like, free Britney! Why? You don't know what's going on. Her family clearly... They weren't stealing from her. They were saving her from herself. The second she was off the conservatorship, look what happened. She stopped washing her hair. She's playing with guns and knives. And all her money's disappearing. Meanwhile, Kevin Federline is the sane one.
Whoever saw that one?
Nobody. Everybody thought he was just some doofus that rolled in like Vanilla Ice and robbed the system. Nope. What was that? Are you okay?
Is that time?
Watch is doing weird things.
Are you having a heart attack?
I hope not. Good rating.
Check his vitals.
I fall out of my chair, though.
Toledo, somehow another drop dead. It would be that boring. Just a little whoop, whoop. I don't know what's going on. Toledo's dead.
Peacock is raising its price to $2 a month, just in time for the Summer Olympics.
They're not going to give you all this. Oh, I guess you could go back and watch some stuff.
The longest touring streak in rock was 63
Kiss.
Years.
Oh. No, not Kiss.
63
And it belongs
years.
To
dead.
Stones.
Hold on. I was going to say Stones, but that can't be right.
No.
Herman's Hermits.
The Dead.
Herman's Hermits. What
the Dead's still going, but does it count if there's nobody in it?
I don't think so.
Is it R&B or rock?
No, it's well, they started in 1961.
The Beach Boys?
Beach Boys.
Okay. That one, yeah. There's only one of them, too. Yeah. Right.
A tie for second, which is... 57 years is Chicago, REO Speedwagon, Santana, Jackson Brown, Blue Oyster Cult, and Van Morrison.
Does it count if they took years off, though?
No, because they Ted Nugent was in there, but he and Bob Dylan both took 2020 off because of the pandemic.
And so did Blue Oyster Cult.
Didn't everybody take 2020 off?
Well, I think some guys maybe toured and...
Yeah, but
they're saying the only two that did was Nugent. And
well, maybe they took it off and they hadn't had a show, so then
could have gone to other areas. And when it was open like back up,
January and October, yeah, they went and played in Texas. Because before it was a thing, there you had a month and a half to get a show in, so they might have knocked out 2020 early.
Elton John, 56 years. War and Cool in the Gang, 55 years.
Man.
Cheap Trick, 51 years.
Jesus, that's crazy.
The Boss, Billy Joel, 40 years.
They've been touring more than that.
Not according to this
in list. A row, because Billy Joel's big albums were like 76, 77.
Yeah, but these, you know, like Clapton and Kansas were 50 years, and they started in 74.
So they took time off. So 50 consecutive years.
Yeah.
Got it. So they had a few years they didn't tour.
The Foo, 29 years.
They're nonstop. I would like that. See the Foo go 60-plus years. Yes. See Dave Grohl out there wheeling around.
The last little one is, who do you think the new Mount Rushmore of new metal is? The big four.
Of new metal?
Yeah.
Like Godsmack.
I'd have to know who is in. Who, yeah, I mean, is considered new metal.
Godsmack is the first thing I said. All right, okay, we got to go. But
Disturbed.
What is it? Who is it?
Well, Korn and Limp Bizkit were the most mentioned. And then you got all the other ones like System of a Down, Deftones, Linkin Park, Slipknot. But they would fill the other two spots.
Well, it's just a category of here, you choose at home. All right, that's fine. All right, we're done. That's enough of us. Larry's coming up next. Tuesday's Here and Gone. Hopefully Dennis doesn't find me today, but if he does and I'm not back tomorrow, it's been fun. I'll let you know if Dennis has ghosts or not. That's it. We're done. You guys have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.